Hey, this is Lynn. This is 3 Minutes with Lynn Podcast. You're listening to Truth Brothers Radio with Ray, Devon, and Candace. If you ain't listening to Truth Brothers, the truth ain't in you.
Some of it you're gonna like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
That is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. It's Monday. We back again. We're ready to give you this little experiment in radio that we like to call Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And we have the chat room open, ladies and gentlemen, for your questions and comments tonight.
All right. And everybody knows that that voice is the producer supreme, Candace.
Yes.
No problem.
I recall. Remember the time we did it.
Well, that was absent.
You know who came out when she? You know, oh y'all don't like my applause.
Yeah, yeah. She turns from the producer supreme to diva supreme.
No.
Yeah, she be. Where's my drink? Peasants.
That was only because I wasn't.
I like my feet rubbed when I speak into the mic.
It comforts me.
Nah. Don't know why.
Oh, wow. All right. So I guess I'm on. Yeah.
Happy Father's Day, fellas. And happy belated Father's Day to all the fellas out there.
Right
Hope
on.
Hope you enjoyed your
there
day,
you
your
go.
Gift.
There you go.
If any.
Yeah, so how was your Father's Day?
My Father's Day was pretty good, man. I actually enjoyed myself. I got to spend it with the shorty, so, you know, I had fun. We spent it with the men of the family, and shout out to everybody who we had fun yesterday. My dad, my little brother, my cousins, all the fathers, and my grandfather, everybody, you know, happy Father's Day. I know I said it yesterday enough, but once again. Good to see strong brothers all together like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Candace. What did you do for Father's Day?
Really?
Well, I mean, we can't ask you how was your father's.
I'm a mother.
Right. We asked you about Mother's Day, so we. Right. I got you.
Okay.
No, it's cool. I got you. Yeah, we're all right.
All right.
Moving along. Who
yeah, moving right along. Well, there you go. Who we hollering at?
Oh, okay. Yeah, we just...
next Jordan McHale host for host of the year.
Smooth overrange.
I'm sorry.
Well, I can't wait till that promo
there you
come
go.
Out.
Yep. Truth Brothers. Truth Brothers Radio. I'm Candace.
not a truth brother though. You
no
know,
need.
I work behind the scenes. I'm the man behind
this,
the curtain.
This is gonna be called Candace and the Moolies in a minute.
Yeah. But first, we gotta send shout out to some people today. First off, like we were saying, happy Father's Day to all the fathers who are out there, man, just struggling to make it right and you know doing your thing. So happy Father's Day to you all. To Kenny Hall, you know what's happening. Sha Boogie, what's cracking. Sam Lee, Aquina, Catrice, Lonnie Irving, Jessica Coleman, and for real, we got to give on another serious note, we got to give a shout out to everybody over there at Sarah Kuzan Organization. She was great for role.
Yes,
Wednesday,
yes.
120 days since she's out. So, 120, we give a shout out to everybody. Christy, I know I said I saw Kelly, I told you I shout you out. The other Sarah, everybody down there, man. If I forget your name, I'm sorry. I apologize, but
and you will be on soon. So
definitely shout out to you all. Congratulations to Rhonda Lee. She's pregnant, y'all. She's gonna have a baby. So Donna Brunson, shout out to she will be joining us on next.
They fired your mama for your short haircut. But why?
Let me tell you the story of how mama took a stand for you.
Yeah, I'm the Rosa Parks of this millennium. But me and Rhonda joke all the time like that.
It's all good. I'm so glad we don't have video.
You know
here.
She family, right?
So she actually will be joining us on our next season.
There we go.
She'll be joining us on our next season on a show we call Is Femininity Dead? So we definitely will.
Our next season? When we come back from hiatus.
We come back from our break that we're taking. We have one more show before our break. We're going to miss you guys, but it's real. DJs, B-Days, Tavikia White, Renita Donaldson, Maya Allen, happy birthday. June Porter, Wendell Reaver, got it. He was at the top of the hour if you didn't hear him. Kerry Steele, Anthony Adams, Paul Lisnick, Christopher Humes, and Frankie Scott wanted to wish her mom happy birthday.
So all right.
Definitely all right. Got
happy
that.
Birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yay. And, and that was all we had to say about that. And moving right along.
All right.
Real quick, before we get. Did y'all hear anything about, just past time, did y'all hear anything about Jay-Z? About making his lullabies becoming, becoming lullabies.
Wait, say that again.
Jay-Z's greatest. I just was reading this again,
okay.
And his greatest hits are becoming lullabies.
Becoming lullabies,
right.
For babies to go to sleep to.
Really?
Yes.
I've not heard that.
Yes. Who? Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, who wants to hear
like Jay-Z? Big fan. Not a big fan of
How you just gonna put
H to the Izzo lullaby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of wrong ways that go run this town tonight. I don't think.
Yeah.
I got 99 problems and a crib ain't one.
That's right.
Is it the music? I mean, is it instrumental?
I don't know. I don't think so. If your kid died of SIDS, I feel bad for your son.
Oh,
I got 99 problems with a grip, baby.
All right. Here we go. If that does not get you ready, I don't know what will.
Really?
That's what, hey.
Really?
This is the terrible truth.
All right.
This is the terrible truth.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kid Clark of the Terrible Truth. This portion of the Terrible Truth is brought to you by Ice Mike's Orange Flavor Kool-Aid for the prison kid in you.
Oh, wow. All right. And Slave Farm, runaway insurance. Like a good knuckle, Slave Farm is there.
Kiss you. You orange. We need to put that together. Anyway,
I kiss you, you orange flavor mother.
All right, here we go. Utah man claims he raped unconscious woman to save her life.
Cause yes, right. She was choking.
I don't think he put it there.
Yeah.
I think he put it elsewhere.
Either way,
she was choking, or she was severely constipated.
Yeah.
Either way, right.
How does that help? That
he Raymond Rota Rooter
again. How does that?
He actually explains how this happened. Check it out.
All right.
Roger William Kelly, R. Kelly is what they call him.
That was pretty good.
Stands accused of rape after inserting his penis into his unconscious 29-year-old neighbor on May to save her life, the Salt Lake Tribune reports.
Clear.
He said he
gave her that hard tickle.
Clear.
He gave her that hard tickle.
He said he did. He said he did place it inside of her and try to get her temperature up.
Of course. I didn't have a thermometer,
That's true.
I could feel she was getting cold. I had to give her a heating coil. That'll get the fire going.
The woman was lying unconscious on her front porch when Kelly carried her into his apartment, changed her clothes, and put her on his bed. According to the police, he claims he climbed into the bed with her and hugged her close. When that didn't work, he penetrated her. Police responded to the 911 call, found Kelly inside his apartment giving CPR to the woman. Nah, that's kissing. That's called the afterglow.
Pump and reaction.
But the woman later told police that the man's underwear she was wearing and the bruises on her pelvic area and upper thighs made her suspect that she had been raped. Court records said that the woman's vaginal area, had been cleaned while she was unconscious, so a rape kit was not performed.
Don't want to get you dirty.
That with the it mean the way.
Oh my God! Look at her over there just sleep.
But she looks so cute with dumpster trash on her face. Let me get that off.
Oh, she just.
That is fine.
She might need help.
Hold on. The two had previously been in a sexual relationship, but the woman ended it when she said she no longer wanted to be intimate with him, amidst Kelly. He has been charged with first degree rape. Yeah.
You big dummy.
Now that's pain.
Yeah, that's wow.
How did you?
Wow.
Yeah. Why did you?
Well, see, here's the thing. I think I saw a picture of the woman, but then again, I saw R. Kelly, and
Aura kind of messed up.
Yeah, Aura's 50 and she's 29. Not like it's a big deal, but it's a big deal. And he's that 50 that didn't take care of his skin, like that.
Yeah,
you know, he didn't wash too
that.
Well.
That 50 going on 75.
And don't forget, this will all be in the Terrible Truth. And on our Instagram page, y'all can hashtag Terrible Truth and find the stories there as well.
There you go. Wow.
Yeah, he liked
so
it.
So she was just laying. What made her unconscious? Did they say?
I'm sure, had an episode? I'm sure Brick by Robert did made her unconscious. That's
oh,
what it, you don't.
Oh, did I hit you? Oh, she's getting cold. I think I better warm her up. Excuse me, fellas.
While I take
her inside. I'm holding her close to keep her warm. Oh, look what happened.
She's still so frosty like. Let me put my meat thermometer in.
Yeah.
That'll work. This gets the juice. No, I didn't. Oh,
yeah,
geez.
All we got to do now is prime the pump.
Hey, y'all, go with
I
that.
I was there. Now all I had to do was thrust. I could only thrust after that. I had to make sure the thermometer was all the way in.
To get the temperature up.
Jesus. And then wait, he washed
her up. Who called the paramedics?
Well, hold on. You're both coming at me at the same time like he was coming at her. Now what's happening?
No, I was asking. I said, so he washed her up and then put underwear back on her?
His underwear.
He took her, drew his drawers, and gave her that, hey.
Yep, this
yeah,
is from
I,
Ice Mike.
When you say he dressed her, and then, you know.
Washed, here's my thing.
He washed her up.
I know you're unconscious, and I'm concerned for your health, but I'm not putting my thing in there like that, and it's dirty. You're 29,
you should know better. He washed it afterwards. That was, yeah. Oh, well, we can't leave this cream pot laying about.
Can't leave this dinner.
We need to clean this up.
Oh, that's nasty.
Hence, they find evidence.
DNA says, I've been here. So let me go ahead and get rid of this here for you, Casey Anthony. Let me get this out.
I kiss you, you orange flavor mother.
Then
put these underwears on.
Oh, she can't hear me. Well, these are my old ones that I pee in a lot. There you go. Put these on.
My wet wear.
Wet draws wear.
That's my wet wear. All right, let's go ahead. We're going to bounce into this first break. We come back, we'll get more with the Terrible Truth. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Rep that till I fucking die. One neck, two chains, one way, two jack. Throw up 20 black, blue check, I ain't climb like blueprint, five mics. Don't get crime like, should have been signed twice. Must imitate,
Grammy nominated, hotel accommodated, Italy prominated, shot player hated, I'm in my place, I like the range of the food cake, you work the goddamn phase, crazy, do I live by two?
If you ask me, Trey Songz is the best singer in the world.
Girl, have you had Chris Brown?
Thank you. Okay, whatever. All he's talking about is strippers, money, slapping girls, and Lamborghinis. But he's talking about sexual activities. Okay, but who looks better?
Chris Brown.
Whatever.
No. What about Justin Bieber?
He's gay.
Exactly.
That's not right, girls.
Wow, it's the mom from Truth Brothers Radio.
My mom hates him.
That's right. And using words like gay to insult someone is socially wrong and offensive. Use words like poop booty, skittle bag, wrist down, ladyboys, fairies, sweetness, drag queens, switch hitters, ass burglars, white beards, something like that.
That is a vibe. Now we know.
And no one will keep y'all asses out the liquor store. 2 feet.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord, all night, listen. Follow me. Take your rolling.
The first, it's a passive, it's delivering it faster than the whole, and not the half of it. Forecasting, not the map of it. Project, I let them blast the way. Accurate, it's faster. Close, like, stuff, let them snap it. Repress and rewind, I'm talking master. Shining like an asterisk, for all those that you gather. Connecting like a roundhouse from the townhouse to the town.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back. And in the second hour, we'll be getting back into part two of Stop Snooping. It got heated last week, so by popular demand, we had to do this again.
Yeah, I hope a couple of them people who got in last week, I really want them to come back in this week, man.
And I got a lot of comments of, where were the ladies? Where were the ladies? Come on, call on in.
A couple of
they were talking about to help you with yours.
We had a couple ladies leave some comments
right.
on the Truth Brothers page, so. You know, we'll get
all of that. Yeah,
in
for
that
sure.
Second hour, of course.
And my man Joe Neckbone is in the building, man. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
What you know?
Yeah.
No,
all
everybody
right.
loves him when he joins in, right?
Oh, no doubt.
All right. Gennaro Martin jailed after stabbing out girlfriend's eye with a pitchfork during domestic dispute.
That sounds real gangster.
That's what that sounds like.
Pitchfork?
Yeah.
Oh, I got, yeah, okay, right. Yeah. Silver City, New Mexico.
What?
Gennaro Tito Martin, a 60-year-old New Mexico man, was jailed Wednesday after he allegedly tore his girlfriend's eye out with a pitchfork during a domestic dispute.
Oh, my God.
According to Grant County Sheriff's Office, deputies were dispatched after receiving a 911 call from a witness who stated that the woman had been injured during an apparent domestic dispute. When dispatchers asked the caller about the woman's condition, he told them that she needed an ambulance and then hung up.
What's wrong with her? She needed an ambulance.
Click.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Deputies arrived on the scene to find a woman on the ground with blood covering her face and one eye hanging out from its socket. The woman was able to provide her name before slipping into unconsciousness. She was immediately flown to El Paso Hospital, where she is currently being treated for her injuries.
She had no charades.
Deputies tried to interview neighbors about the incident, but most of them were afraid to talk about the incident because they feared retaliation from Martin.
Mm-hmm.
They did, however, admit to hearing Martin and the woman arguing before deputies arrived. When deputies interviewed Martin, he stated that he hated the fact that she had done this to herself. She was going crazy.
I hate her for doing this to her.
I tried to stop her, officer, but she was determined to take that eye out.
Sometimes you just got to let her do what she wants.
Man.
You know you can't stop a woman when she's headstrong, officer.
She said, get back, I'm finna do this. And I was like, no, baby, but at that point, she got her eye out. and told me to listen to you. I didn't want to, Your Honor. I'm a
right.
caring man like that.
When deputies told Martin that they doubted the woman would have injured herself in such a way, he admitted that she might have made me do something, gesturing with his hands in a stabbing motion. You know, she might have made me do something.
I kind of OJ'd that eye. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, kind of went Jason up in there.
Yeah.
Deputies did not make arrests at the time because they were unable to interview the victim till 4 days later. During the police interview, the woman stated that she was asking Martin about some money that had gone missing when suddenly he struck her in the eye with a pitchfork.
What?
Where is my bus token?
Oh, you wants to get stabbed. Can you see him now?
No.
Well, I ain't got him. Enough of that.
She also stated that this was not the first time Martin had injured her. Dang. Deputies arrested him the next day. He was booked with two felony counts of aggravated battery, and he's being held in for $20,000 bond. Yeah, my man said, "Hey, I don't know what's wrong with her. She do these things sometimes. I tried to stop her, but she threatened to stab me. So it was either me or the I.
It's either me or I.
There you go.
There you go. So I chose I over me.
There you go. 818-514-1202. Feel free to comment on any of these stories or give us some of your own.
What was his name again? Martin what?
Yeah. Gennaro Tito Martin. Yeah.
Thought it might
have. Yeah.
I heard the city and I just, you know, I didn't.
Here you go.
No, I'm not going there.
Here you
I
go.
Just heard New Mexico and that seems real.
Old no, Mexico. No.
Yeah. No. I didn't say nothing. That
I
just
know.
Seems real.
In a second.
Alamo. I'm just, all right, whatever. Y'all just give me the look like y'all, I'm not going to go
there.
Yeah,
I'm
playing defense.
All right. I got the danger.
So he got the, he got the hacking and poking at the eye. The officers say, oh, no, we don't believe what you're saying.
Well, all right.
I might have did.
I didn't stab him.
I might have did a little something.
Yeah,
He went OJ on. I didn't do it. But if I did,
it would have been with this knife that he pulled out of his pocket.
And I would have made this motion with it, going at an angle at the eye, and then you lift up. It pops the eye right out.
Kind of like hers did. Now, I'm going to tell you, I didn't do it. But if I
did,
it would look like that. Got to be a heathen.
He said, I hacked out her eye, and then I gave her a sailor hat and a corn cob pipe. And said, nah, go on about your business and don't ask me about no more money.
Now, here's a can of spinach. Do with it what you will. I bet they call her Blinky now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She might as well turn a different color and start chasing Miss Pac-Man around because her name's Blinky.
Papa. Yeah.
Yo, Popeye. How many
people she am what she am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else had a weird eye?
Who else had a weird eye?
Who was dude from Frankenstein? Young Frankenstein. Igor.
Oh, Igor. Right, Igor, right.
I was just going to say Forrest Whitaker. But
yeah, Forrest Whitaker got that fud, yeah.
The Forrest Whitaker eye.
Yeah.
You ever seen
the eye with the fud, yeah.
Have you ever seen Forrest Whitaker's
yeah.
eye?
Yeah, he's a part of the fud
bunch.
I know, it's
ladies,
just like, yeah.
Ladies, close your eyes and picture that fud head on top of you.
No.
I don't know why? he's in a seeing movie like Vantage Point with that eye. Like, that's, like, dude,
I bet he sweats profusely just.
Yeah,
he looks like he's a bossy guy.
Yeah.
Too much oil for it. Stop it. Like, you know, don't do that to yourself.
Like, he's a great actor.
He is.
To pull off Vantage Point again, like I say, you got to, first off, to cast him in a movie where you know you have to see and he's in there.
And tell what you saw.
And I'd have been a cop.
I'd have been a cop.
Like, come on, man. You really going to trust this dude? One of his eyes look like an eight ball. The other one looks like a line. And you want to. Nah. All right. Yeah, man, we got you. All right, Forrest, over there with you, bro.
You see, an eight ball
and a it do. The one of his eyes looked like the one when Tom and Jerry was in the pool hall.
I was about to say that.
That's one.
Yes, yeah.
And the other one looks like he's mixed. Like, whatever. Y'all get it. And them ears don't help. He's an ugly man. I'm sorry. He's an ugly man. Whatever. All right. The man's ugly. All right. I said it. It's there. It's been put in. He got. Don't Whitaker sound like a blinking name? Whitaker. It sounds like you blink when you say it. Like,
yes, but.
Like.
Whitaker.
Like, the doctors call you in the room. I'm sorry, you've got Whitaker.
You got. And you instantly close one eye. Like, you know what? I was wondering why I was only crying and blinking out my left. I thought it was a stroke. I'm not going to lie to you. Bell palsy, something like that. But
it was Whitaker.
Oh, you mean like magic floating Whitaker? No, the Whitaker
like
that gives
Forrest.
You a tumor. You like Forrest. Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Y'all bogus.
Can you die from that? Nah, you just
stuck.
You just stuck that way.
Don't go to the club.
And don't go grabbing kids at the supermarket. You know he did that, right?
No, what are you talking about?
Forrest Whitaker.
What you mean?
They thought he was a robber, so they followed him around the supermarket, and he was like, look, I'm Forrest Whitaker.
You know, the Oscar winner.
Here, look, vantage point. I see it up there. Oh, Forrest, I got you. Hey, how's it going, man? You were great in Tom and Jerry. I'm not even going to lie to you. You were awesome.
Yeah, he do got the, yeah.
Poor man.
Yeah. Yeah, he looked like the Smog Monster.
No, I see what Devon talking about. I see that episode of Tom and Jerry, G.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Tom finally fell in the pool table.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got the whole image in my head.
Yeah.
That's a mess.
All right, I'm sorry.
You're
we
wrong for that.
We done stepped over.
Are you really? No.
A little bit. Yeah, yes.
Really?
Y'all.
No, well, I see you getting ready to, lay in,
yeah.
too. No, let's do a break.
We're going to come right back with Candace's story and more Truth Brothers Radio.
Brothers Radio. Gorillas in the mist, the mainstream team with the pro-black twist. Hard truth soldiers in the game. Hard truth soldiers back again. P-Dog, I evolve. I drag pigs to the slaughterhouse, but I never eat hog. At the fade in the war.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'll be going on vacation. See, the thing is, if you about to be up out this bitch, check it. Peep Delta. We be flying all over this bitch. Let me ask you something. You fin to raise up and get your travel on? From the interior to the exterior, you got to get your posterior in one of these big-ass planes. Dog, you lay in the cut straight sitting on your ass and getting your drink on and your snack on while we floss and fly this mofo all over this bitch. East Coast, West Coast, it don't matter. Nia, we'll get you to your hoe and back lickety-split. No shit. Then you be back at your crib chilling with a flat spliff thinking we were some crazy-ass angel. Hell, these fat, round, thick-ass vessels run up in the sky so deep, it be crying. Yeah, you thought it was rain. So bring a towel, because at Delta, it's laid out like that. Call one of these fly-ass Delta coochies and make all them punk-ass co-workers of yours catch the vapors as you be off and up out. You going? We fly you there. You been? We done already flew up in there. We got you covered like a Jimmy hat. At Delta, we loves us some flying, and it be showing like a motherfucker.
Oh, Lord! This racism is killing me inside.
Another inebriated beat. You know what time it is, straight for the street. Don't mess with that.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio, and we are back, and I'm going to delve into my terrible truth story of a banker who snoozes on the job and transfers $222 million into a customer's account.
My man, I wish he was working at my bank.
Why can't you work for the TIF? Well, we call it TCF.
TCF.
TIF.
Well, the customer service ain't so nice, but the fees will get you.
Customers. That's what it stands for.
Yeah.
TCF, the customers. Boop.
Right.
Pretty
welcome fun. To TCF, where the customer is always.
I kiss you, you orange flavor mother.
That's TCF.
I'm sorry, Ken. Go ahead.
I was still trying to process that a little bit. But anyway, here's a get-rich-quick method that is more rare and less promising than the lottery. Have your bank accidentally transfer hundreds of millions of dollars into your account. A retiree got more than what he bargained for when he requested that $82.45 be transferred into his bank account.
That's all.
Instead of transferring the minimal amount into the account, a banker fell asleep on the job and accidentally typed in an order of $222 million in $222,222,222.
He just tap. Good day, sir.
It is believed that the banker dozed off during the transaction and landed on the number two, explains the consecutive twos in the transaction. Another banker reviewed the transaction and gave it a thumbs up.
There you go.
Oh.
At that point, the money's mine. Yeah. At that point, that's two.
Of course, the bank later recognized the error and quickly removed the funds from the customer's account. Could you imagine how cool the customer felt during his time?
He was headed to the Maybach store. He was headed to the Maybach dealership.
That's when you print out your bank statement at that point in time. I just print it out and just copy it.
I'd have been like, I want to close my account right now. Right now.
Now listen to this, fellas. As for the employees, it is unclear as to whether or not he or she was terminated for the error. However, the snoozing employee supervisor was terminated for not noticing the error.
But giving it the thumbs up.
That's right. The woman took the matter to her favor.
There you go.
A court in Hesse, Germany, I guess is where this took place.
Wait, ruled in whose favor?
The lady who got fired.
Hold on. A court in Hesse, Germany ruled that the supervisor should have been reprimanded, not fired, as her mistake was genuine and she had also checked 811 other documents that day. Perhaps the company should enact stricter punishments for mistakes. According to a new study conducted by...
Yep, a lot of Z's, couple of T's.
Marios Philistatis of Nottingham University. To improve performance, punishment can work just as well as monetary reward.
That's Italian. Yeah, and the Italians, with the Chechens don't do much with them vials. The Italians, they do a lot with them vials. They spread them vials around.
Hey, that's...
Wait, how did you determine that it was Italian?
Because it's what you say it again.
Yeah.
What you say? It was
the last, you call them Zasazasi or something.
No, Philistides.
Yeah, that's little mustache, arm to the sky.
No, that's Italian.
That's block under the chin. That's block under the nose, head to the sky. I know.
Yeah, this took place in Germany, so.
You get that goose stepping going.
Let's get that high kick going, boys.
That's a mess.
That zig going.
Get that hach nama hach. Yeah, let's get all that going, and yeah.
No, they didn't hach nama hach.
Dude.
They were. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Got a little bit of that racism. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
We don't like the way he went. They
bent up them crosses. Yeah.
Don't like the boy's striped pajamas over there.
Yeah.
Put him in the chamber. 200.
Ooh.
$222,000.
I'd have closed my account. I'd have went for, hey,
dude.
Hey, it's over.
Yeah, if she okayed it and I took the money out, that's y'all loss. You can't sue me.
Can you imagine getting that text message on your phone? Oh. You know, like when you go to the bank, you put your money in and it updates you on your phone, your deposits
right.
and withdrawals.
That wouldn't have went down to Chase. Chase would have been like, hey,
dude,
hey.
I'd have pulled it all. I'd at least.
Nobody's counted out that much money for you.
Hey, I'd have.
You'd have done
enough.
Better just going on a quick shopping spree before
I'd
they
I'd have did
it.
Enough to just, hey, all this is my, I'd have bought it, man. Man.
Let's go get that house right now. Yeah. Hey, forget the paperwork.
Signed.
Let's do it before they catch this.
And I'm going Maybach and Ferrari shopping. Both. I need them both, boys. No, just swipe it. My card swipes here. Swipe it. All right.
Don't look at me funny. Just do it.
Y'all are taking, they going to catch this. Swipe it. And then after that, hey, if you get it back, hey, I got all I needed out of it. What y'all, hey, I don't know. That's my money. That's all.
Yeah,
that's my money.
If it were only that simple.
If it was only, yeah.
What can you do?
Hey.
Oh, buddy. Because
it's
like
all right.
It's
all
money?
Digital. It's
they
not real. It's not. It's just digital. It's
well,
not real.
He took it back before he spent it first.
Exactly, because it's
right.
just digital.
But I'm saying, if he swiped
boy,
before
oh boy,
that,
back in the day when they used to have to give you some hard cash. Hey.
It depends on how long it took them to catch it. That's what I'm saying. If they didn't catch it, if they didn't catch it till 3 hours later, oh, I'm gone. Not gone, but I'd have had enough.
Well, what do you think you could do in 3 hours?
I'd at least, I promise you, I'd at
you
least
hit
got
the internet and start charging up a bunch.
One, the first thing I did is I promise you I'd have went and got a Ferrari.
You can't get a Ferrari in 3 hours.
Yes, you can. If you next door to the Ferrari shop, yes,
no.
you can.
Paperwork and everything, they would,
dude,
yeah,
it's
they,
not,
no. They are going to,
wait,
yeah.
first of all,
there we go.
They are, okay, number one, if you haven't noticed, you're black. They are going to question you coming in the door with $222 million.
Check my card. Check
you
my card.
They're like, you one of those ball players or something?
I'd be like, yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, I am.
Darkie,
I hoop for
call
the,
me Darky McDarkerson.
I hoop for the Dark Ropestons. Let's
yeah,
go.
Yeah, well, our manager wants to see 3 months worth of bank statements.
Yeah, right. They would. Yeah,
here's
they
card,
would.
Card, though. I bet it go through. There it is.
Nah, sir.
Yeah, they'd have double checked that.
Nah,
yeah.
double check it.
I'm with you, though. I'd have went to H.H. Gregg and let them help, though. I went to H.H. Gregg. Hey, yeah, help me. Bring it. You can do that. You can do that in 3 hours. Give me, yeah.
And then
yeah,
tell them.
That 110 inch right there.
Yeah.
Yes.
110, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
I need
yeah, I will not be satisfied until I have the screen from the Enterprise on my wall.
Really?
I will not be satisfied until I got
the
screen.
What the hell do you need a television that big for?
Hey, because that's right.
That's a retarded thing.
I want to look at my television.
Don't have
and
cribs
say,
that's big enough to support anything like
that's okay.
that.
Okay, I do.
Anthony Davis do.
Yeah,
he's not average. I said most people.
Yeah.
He's a millionaire.
I know, but hey.
I want to be able to look at my screen and say engage.
I
want
to see
that.
I want to watch porn and wish I'm there. Like I think I'm there at least.
You're practically there.
Yeah. They bigger than you at that point.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. I want to kiss the screen and feel like I'm involved. That's where I want to be.
What is this on me?
Oh, who knew?
3D.
Boy,
oh wow! Wait till I bet they're gonna come out
it's
with porn in 3D. Porn in 3D.
Yes, it's already.
I don't
out,
know
dog.
If I want. Yeah, I don't know if I want.
I don't
that.
Want.
There's some camera angles. I don't think
yeah,
I want no parts
yeah,
of that in 3D.
I don't want the climax. I don't want
no,
the money
thank
shot
you.
On me.
Yeah,
I don't want.
You dodging it like
and
oh
then
no.
Dudes looking in the camera, looking at you,
no.
and next thing you know,
yeah.
you duck it.
Or your girl jumping in the way.
Yeah, that'd be
bad. Yeah, that would be bad.
Because I promise you, I was at Best Buy, and I was watching the Yogi Bear in 3D, right? Crazy, you know, a long time ago. And, dude, I put the glass on, I swear, when he was jumping through the screen, it literally looked like the food and everything was coming at you. And I was like, yo, this is a great TV. Can't
yeah.
remember which one
yeah.
it was. Now, if they make porn this good,
yeah.
nah, I don't want.
And the key to 3D TV: the bigger the screen, the better the effect. So yeah,
I don't.
110 with the 3D, you in business?
That is ridiculous. No one needs a television.
818-514-1202. Come on, guys out there. Help me explain to her about what the importance of having a big TV. It's a guy thing.
And press that number
yeah.
one.
That's right.
Good luck with that.
I think most dudes, most women would say it's to overcompensate for something, but it's
kinda
not.
It seems like it.
No, it's
look,
not.
Women's, everything a guy does is to overcompensate for something.
You got the big truck to overcompensate for something.
But for real,
like,
why do you need
car?
A television that big?
One sport, yeah. Football, just football and big screens were made for each other. They were just flat out made
and
for each other.
And it helps you guys, too, especially in HD, because all you do with football games is check the package. Let's be real. Some are there just to, well, look at number 27, girl. Yeah. That's all. Some. Not all, because I do know women who do watch football.
I don't need
football.
110-inch screen to tell me that, though.
But it helps a lot.
Yeah, okay. It's not like he's 3D, and I'm going to get the, you know.
But would you want to?
All right, moving right along.
Well.
Here we go.
Huh.
Intoxicated
yes.
grandmother arrested for making grandson designated driver.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Well played, sir.
Never let your grandmother drink and drive would be a great piece of advice to give a designated driver if he's not 10 years old.
Oh, my God.
Police officers in Kenner, Louisiana pulled over a vehicle traveling recklessly down I-10 westbound, only to discover that a 10-year-old boy was behind the wheel, along with his grandmother, Brenda Bird, who's 54, her friend, Selena Jonah, who's 48, and a 15-year-old passenger.
And they all drunk. The 15-year-old drunk.
I think you're
yes.
Gonna...
yes.
Now, first off, if the 15's closer to being able to drive, you might have been able to get away with it.
Nah, she knocked down a couple of daiquiris herself.
Kenner Police Sergeant Brian McGregor says that police received a call at approximately 1:15 a.m. 10-year-old boy up at 1:15 a.m. about a 2001 Chevy Tahoe swerving and driving too slow. The officer spoke to both the adults inside the vehicle, said McGregor, and both of them admitted to instructing a 10-year-old boy to drive the vehicle due to their level of intoxication.
We are too messed up to drive. Go on, Icky, drive the car.
Icky boo. Whatever. It's just a poor choice for a designated driver, he continued. You think? Bird and Joyner are charged with allowing an unlicensed driver to operate a motor vehicle and contributing to the delinquency of a juvenile. The two children were released to family members.
The parents.
Exactly. Who I'd be investigating just to say in the
well, they left them with grandma. They didn't know that she was going to go to
you
Margarita night.
Mama, you don't know your mama likes to toss them back on Wednesdays. Really?
No, she gets with her girl.
So today, you found out today your
the
mama
the day you drunk. Found out. It was Margarita night at the Clucking Bell, knocked
girl,
him back.
Juan's
gave the 15-year-old, so here, girl. And the 15-year-old at least had her permit. And they, no, here, knock him back.
Quit being a punk. Take him down. After this, we going to the strip club. I'm going to show you how to do these boys right. I hate him so much. Yeah, whatever. She, grandma, 54, letting the 10-year-old boy drive.
Yeah,
I puts nothing past you. Nothing.
Yeah, you suck. Yeah.
That's
why everybody look at me when he said you suck? Y'all thinking I'm about to, you know, say something outlandish. I'm skeptical to say things now because, you know, y'all be.
No.
Like, you
really?
Big dummy.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, a
she's
10-year-old
a,
boy.
Wow.
You let the 10-year-old get behind the wheel because.
See, that just gets me. Yeah, that's.
Where were they leaving?
By Louis. Nah.
Right. Oh, okay.
They were leaving they didn't say where they were leaving. They were just, they were out for the night in the town. The woman was intoxicated.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure it had some place to do with liquor.
I'm sure, but I wasn't sure if they were like at a house party or, you know what I'm saying?
Still, they still don't explain.
And not tried to drive.
But what would
right,
it,
but they don't explain why the 15-year-old wasn't driving.
I'm sure probably because she was intoxicated too. But what place could they have been where they took a 10-year-old boy with them, though? You feel what I'm saying?
If I went to a restaurant, maybe.
Right.
Maybe.
And I'm like, at 1:15
like I said, a house party. There's a family party,
right.
And everybody's there. You got the kids there playing with the other kids.
Right,
and
but the family, okay, what family lets the 10-year-old, when they could tell grandma is just too off her heels to.
Family that don't care together.
There you go.
If the family that prays
right.
together stay together.
Hmm.
It hurts. Yeah, it has, yeah.
Go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, because, yeah, whatever, switch, whatever, but that's, yeah. Yeah,
I got you.
It's
oh, you
decent.
Must have a zinger.
No, no, go ahead. Go get it.
Oh, I'm nervous about that then. All right, well, this is on a different note. Dad catches teen having sex with 41-year-old high school hall monitor. Don't that make you feel some kind of way? A 41-year-old.
You a 41-year-old hall and the dad catches you.
A hall monitor.
And hey, what's up, Joe? He knew, hey. Just
it's
plowing your daughter.
A Minneapolis father reportedly walked in on his 17-year-old daughter having sex with her 41-year-old high school hall monitor, Tajreed Rich. Police arrested Rich and charged him with third-degree criminal sexual conduct, according to the Daily Mail. Both the underage girl and her father have not been identified.
His name again?
Tajreed. They picked a good one. I didn't even know they made names like that 41 years ago. I thought your name was Cleophas or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Carrying on, last Friday, the teen's father reportedly came home early and heard some strange sounds coming from his daughter's room.
Get it, boy.
Wow, chicka, wow, wow.
When he went to investigate the source of the noise, the father reportedly discovered his daughter lying naked on her bed with Rich, also unclothed, standing over her. The dad immediately recognized.
It was about to be piss time.
He was going aura.
Shush.
He was going.
Hush your face. The dad immediately recognized Rich as one of the hallway monitors at the Robbinsdale Cooper, the high school that his daughter attends. The father immediately summoned the police to his home.
What?
Justice versus vengeance. You
what?
Can't go. Hey.
Oh, no.
When the teen was questioned by the police, she admitted to having sexual relations with the man who is 24 years her junior twice. When Rich was also questioned by investigators, he too told authorities that he and the girl had sexual intercourse on two occasions, at his home and the other at hers. Rich also stated a condom had not been used the two times he and the girl engaged in sex.
Why not? That's responsible.
Rich began his career with the Minneapolis School District back in 1995 as an education assistant. He has also held positions as a youth coordinator, parent liaison, and assistant coach for
a
cheerleading squad high school. When Board of Education district officials were informed about Rich's charges, they reportedly terminated him on Monday. I'm going to get into that in a minute. Even though the school was closed for summer vacation last Wednesday for the Minneapolis School District, officials deemed it necessary to alert parents via a taped telephone message that Rich had been placed behind bars. The high school's administration sent out a statement regarding the incident, stating that this is a horrible incident and the district finds acts such as this reprehensible. The safety and well-being of our students is our top priority, and our hearts go out to the family during this time. Meanwhile, Rich, who referred to his unnamed victim as quote-unquote vulnerable, end quote, faces up to 15 years in prison and a $30,000 fine.
Okay, can we now?
Go for it.
All right. Ready?
Hey, this is where I'm at with it.
Got 11 minutes.
Yep, vulnerable. Let's see how vulnerable you are.
That was for the balls. Wig and berries are gone.
There you go.
Now that's for the kneecap.
There you go. I understand he called the cops. the cops would have got called, but I'd have, yeah, when I'm done, when I'm finished. Dude, you open the door and that's what you see. You telling me you're not going to see nothing but red?
I didn't say I wouldn't. Dude, I know how I'd be if I walked in and saw, and you hearing noise. Dude, that's
right.
One thing first. All right, let's go down this line first off. One, I don't want to hear my daughter doing anything ever in life. I never
exactly.
want to hear that. Like,
exactly.
that's a sound. I don't think any dad ever wants to hear that. Like, you don't want to have...
Or mother, for that matter, either. Yeah.
And then you come home, and not only do you come home, it's the dude you play ball with on Wednesday.
Right.
Like,
right. Dude. Joe is... this would have been my brain. That would have been my brain.
You heard that Kill Bill music.
Yep, and everything would have just went, because right then and there, throwing him out a window. Right then and there.
On the first floor.
No. You keep them up. You never put your teenagers on the first floor because they would use the window as a door. So, no, we on the second floor.
Some real life creeps out.
Man, I would.
Real
life. He looking like, hey, you working on your crossover?
All right, man. See you Wednesday. Close the door, man. Your daughter's cold. Like, dude.
Yeah. 818-514-1202. Happy Father's Day.
You got to be a special type of creep to do that.
I mean,
you work at the school and you have the audacity to do that in their house.
Well, she's been in his house, too.
But then your dumb ass.
Imagine how many times
he's been. But then you come to her house? How
many them years
has he made? Right.
Right.
And you've been a counselor, a parent liaison, so you sitting with these parents having heart-to-heart while you banging their kids?
She's having troubles at home.
I need to make some house calls, because I can clearly see. I'm a mentor, trust me.
Jail is about the safest thing for him. It's about the safest thing.
I'm with the brother over here. It's no way.
He never would. Yeah, I guess he could have made it to jail at some point, but
yeah,
it wouldn't have mattered because
he'd have been an amputee.
He'd have been severely injured.
We'd call it
trespassing.
He looked he smoked and they.
Oh yeah. Right then and there.
I'm telling you right now, if I ever come across anything like that, it's going to be a total misunderstanding.
Now see,
and my manic rage will definitely...
And you hit the dough and they naked, and he's standing there in all his glory.
He is almost
like
your
look
kid
at how nice and clean I am.
My thing is, it ain't even... You know what? The thing about it is, man, I would not be cool with it at all, but it's the fact that you know how you can close your eyes on something, but
that's
it's the
what
fact
I'm saying.
You can't close your ears, and I don't want to hear it. That's the thing that catches me first, the fact that he said he heard the noises coming from up there, which means he heard who's your granddaddy or whatever the case may be, and dude's in, he's in full
fast.
And
that's what I'm saying.
You see, it's a big grown man, probably about his age.
Well, you showed the picture, which we will have in a terrible
that's
truth.
That's not the dude, I don't think. I think that was the dad. I don't know.
Dad. The dad didn't go to jail. This is the creep.
Oh, that's creepy.
This is the creep.
Yep, yeah. Looking like Cedric Benson.
Yeah. And
the dad didn't assault him. I'm sorry.
Yeah, then that's the problem I got with the dad.
We got to go around. We got justice versus vengeance. My man chose justice. He just did.
I can still get justice, but naked, and I told you, you're right. But I see my daughter naked, and he's standing over there, and I'm doing the physics of it all in my head. And my physics tell me, wait a minute, that went where?
Daddy, I love him.
Yeah, okay.
Good.
Past tense.
Love is a, you can love him. Every time you bring flowers to his headstone, you can love him.
Yeah, he'd have to go. He'd have to disappear.
Never
to be seen again.
I'm in total agreement with
She's
you.
She's 17.
I'm telling you,
He's
if I ever
41?
Catch somebody in my house, it's going to be a total
41?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Those were the rules.
Showing her all the tricks of the
Showing her all
No.
I'm gonna go to jail. He going too.
He got, yeah. He got, I'm not going. That dude would not have went to jail. There's no way that man would have went to jail. There's no way that man would have went to jail. He could have killed him. And right, I would have. Yep, you got to go, buddy.
I think seeing something like that, I think I'd have to take it a step further. He'd have to become pink mist. He would not exist anymore.
Yeah, you can kill him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You kill him, nothing.
And
hey,
let him,
yeah, I killed
let
him.
Let him come clean him up.
He was romantic.
They might
want
to charge
him
for something because
yeah.
they said they'll say
no
it's successful.
Yeah.
No need
I'm
to pay.
And before she get, don't even get up. The first thing she go, nope, don't even get up. You trying to wash away the noob. You stay right there.
But it's just absolutely disgusting that that an adult man would have the gumption to come into a teenager's home and take advantage of her like that.
Take it full advantage.
Yeah, I know what you're finna say.
She's been to his house too.
My dad's at work.
He's a blame.
My dad's at work.
This
at
fool
the Greek
works
meal.
With kids. He,
yes, he does.
He works for a school. He works with kids. So just, you know what I'm saying?
As a hall
monitor. No, my whole thing as a parent is walking in and you know this knucker.
Yeah.
You know him.
He's there.
You know him.
It's Cliff.
Everybody's friend, right?
The meetings and the school.
Right.
Meetings.
He's been eating strawberries at the
y'all
at
had
the honor
dudes night out.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Sorry.
All, every time she hits the hallway, he got some annihilators.
Be a
yeah,
serious
here
misunderstanding.
Here you go.
Jawbone strong. Take those
just
with you.
Totally taking that for advantage.
I got you. Hey, look. Again.
Let me get off this.
No. You let it. Hey. The question is, is he wrong for snooping? That's the question.
Oh.
Is a parent wrong for snooping on their kid?
Absolutely not.
If
there's reason for it, absolutely not.
Reason
there's
or no reason. Right. You never. Yeah.
Well, I think it's
a parent's right to. Hey. First off, you own nothing in this house.
That's
Let's get
true.
Something straight. You own nothing here. Everything here is on consignment to you from this company.
That's true. But then you have to kind of, bend just a little bit, to give them enough rope to hang themselves. But once they hang themselves, all bets off.
Now, going back to what you said they own nothing in this house. What if they buy their own personal diary? Are you allowed to snoop through that?
When you in the kingdom.
Anything
the king and the queen
the
got all. Hey, you saying that you bought your cell phone, right? Is that stopping the NSA from listening to your calls?
Absolutely not.
But no.
Checking your email. Is it wrong?
You, that's why
you,
the
it's
boy
considered uncool, it's but it's legal.
Well,
no one's going. No, technically nothing. Your Patriot Act. No one's going to jail for this.
No,
except for the dude who might have leaked it.
Exactly.
But he's not. He's going to jail for leaking it.
The fact that your privacy.
You have no privacy.
You
have no privacy. Right. So the same with the kid. She has no privacy.
Well, then
the kid has no privacy, but. We'll get ready to, that's just getting it warmed up. We're going to get ready to jump into the second hour. We get back, we're going to get into part two of Stop Snooping. We're going to get into the children, relationships, the government, because we were supposed to get into the government last week, but the relationship got so hot, it just dominated everything.
Took over.
There you go. So part two coming up on the other side, Truth Brothers Radio.
Brothers Radio.
After Martin King, Lucifer dreams. Young Denzel, the way I move through scenes. I'm like a preacher that once was a fiend. A story of saints that came with wings. Pretty as a skyline, God is my ally. Son of the most over up my.
Truth Brothers Radio.
It's not about anything else.
Go to your room and lock the door. Cause when you try it once, you won't try it tomorrow. Time doesn't matter in that respect. It might be small, but it's a million miles. But the nut of the nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust the nut. And lightly turn the nut. Don't get caught. It's just a few minutes if you don't delay. Take your time.
Corn Nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors. Bust a nut at a convenience store.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And we've got the chat room open for your questions and comments on part 2 of Stop Snooping.
That's right. And Corn Nuts Busting the Nut is brought to you by School Walkers and Helpers.
You're stupid.
Watch them with your kids. Yeah.
Had your kids, had your wife.
Womp, yeah.
Womp,
womp. Hey. Hey, I'm still upset about that.
Well, you know,
I figured that'd get the story, you know, that'll carry over a little bit to what we got to do now. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Last week we ended Stop Snooping. I would say part one, but it was just Stop Snooping with a note on, man, we were going into relationships and if it's okay and if it's not okay to snoop in with your spouse, we're gonna just say spouse or your partner or whatever the case may be, and it wound up taking over the entire show to the point where we came down to the actual wire of when we leave the air. Because the story, I mean, the show just got so good, so we decided to bring it back and come back with the show once again.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, from that show, we did receive a couple of comments I'm going to read on air. Oh, one from Raina Summers. Hey, Raina. If she states that, if you are in a quote-unquote relationship with someone that you are having trust issues with, maybe this isn't the time to be in a relationship with anyone till you have resolved those issues. Or if that person has proven themselves untrustworthy, then why continue in a relationship with that person? And I think a lot of people just, you know, just become complacent and comfortable.
True.
But Washika Stafford says, nope, snooping isn't good. You deserve some privacy as well as your mate, no matter what. Now, if you can't be trusted with what you do away from your mate, that's on you. The truth will come to light. But if you're going through your mate's things and then need them to simply get out of the relationship. If you're looking to just find something, people are faithful. If you happy, stay happy. Why make a problem? And Kwame Bright states that, fellas.
What up, Kwame?
Pieces, fellas. A woman may be misinformed, misled, unclear, misguided, and even downright crazy, but she is never, ever wrong. No, I'm not going to necessarily say that. Now, I can't wholeheartedly agree with that. Not wholeheartedly. Don't be funny.
Judges?
Right. We're gonna hand that one over to the judges.
We need some
survey
little,
says
we need some little mumbling noise.
Right.
I feel them though. I feel them, you know.
I've heard
no,
but
no.
Women always,
you know,
say that.
Yeah.
But if you ever really be honest, if you ever be honest with that ass, no, you have to be always right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm a feminist.
I do get what you guys are saying. I do get it. But, you know, I know that that's not necessarily
no,
the truth.
You know what happened yesterday that kind of just, like, blew me as I was looking at Facebook and everything? I was seeing a whole lot of women who was wishing other women Happy Father's
Day.
Yeah. And that is just, like, the most insulting thing, because you know there are single dads out there.
They got cards.
And if dads start giving each other Happy Mother's Day cards, women would cut heads off.
You don't deserve it. You could never be a mother.
Exactly.
You know what? You know what? just give me a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
And this is totally not to nobody here, but the women that state that you could never be a mother, what makes you think you could be a father? Now, the thing is, they will tell you, I can. But if that's the case, then what is our role? What are we here for? And, you know, I've asked women that, and they could not give you an answer. Give me an answer.
Yeah.
I've asked them, and they could not give me an answer.
I don't think he was trying to be bogus or nothing. But really, man, women can justify anything they do. Women can justify anything they do with a straight face.
Like Kwame say, right or wrong, that kind of did that full circle thing.
I know where he was trying to go, and I do understand, but, you know, we all know that that's not necessarily the truth. I mean, for the truth, for what it is.
Yeah, 818-514-1202. Don't forget to push the number 1 to raise your hand.
Said it.
Well, I leave it to you to say.
No, don't do that.
No, you never say it.
I know. I said I leave it for him to say.
Yeah, but, you know, back to the Snoop. So, again, we ended the story last week. I think we was talking about is it okay to go through your mate's things or whatever the case may be. Now, to me, I think you kicked it off last week when you had asked, have we all Snoop? I think
all
admitted that, yeah, we've done it.
Right.
And I think, have we regretted it?
Right. You two said you didn't. You two said y'all were cool. I said I regretted it.
Right. So, I mean, going now to get deeper into that, right? Do you still believe, honestly, that it's worth the risk? Like the sister was saying, Washika, like it's worth the risk of finding out what you may find out when you go snooping. Is it worth the risk?
If you have the results at that point, it probably is. It's probably something you need to know.
Yeah, I disagree. I've been down that point. I've looked down the abyss. There's times, there's relationships where I looked down the abyss and was able to walk away. There was times where I looked down it and jumped down there. And in the end, I'm like, you know what? Better off not knowing. Because after a while, when you look at the totality of it all, mm-hmm. And looking back, because, you know, hindsight is always 20/20. Mm-hmm. I was like, there were so many signs to tell me, dang, you know what? Yeah, this was kind of there, and I really should have just been opening my eyes. So I was more mad at myself for probably putting on the rose-colored glasses or looking past so much stuff, which, I mean, I can't put on that person. I put on myself because I'm like, okay, you know what? I let certain stuff go, or I compromise certain stuff that, you know, that I just not with. And then, you know, after when you look past stuff, then eventually there it is. It's going to come back to bite you. So I think in the end, as long as it's about what you can live with.
You never know what you can live with until you find it out. So, to, you know, unless you find out, how can you know what you're able to live with?
Right.
So, I don't.
That's a good point.
I don't know. I'm on the fence about is it worth it or not. Because sometimes they say ignorance is bliss. So, it's better to not know versus if you know and now it's a matter of what you're going to do. I know and I know what I should do. But then again, it's that tug of war within yourself. Like, yo,
I've
been here and I should leave. I should, but I can't. Not that you can't. You don't
but you
want
give,
to.
Right. You don't want
you
to. And then you want to give them. Well, or you want to give them the benefit of the doubt. And you want to give them that room to say, okay, yeah, you know what? Yeah, you messed up.
Well, see, people.
Nobody's perfect. I give you that, you know. But then, you know, if you keep having to deal with it.
Okay.
Then it gets to a point where you just, you know,
some people
just might say, hey, I can't do this anymore. You know, or it confirms certain things, you know, that you thought.
Let me ask you this, though. Why in most parts, because I do see, for the most part, I see women who find things out about their men.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what it is, they can find dude got extra babies, dude's been doing this with other females, dude's been doing it, and they still decide to stay over mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake. The women tend to stay more than the dude does. Why is that?
I think she's probably more mentally and emotionally invested in that person than men are. Now, it really, I think it all really depends. It really depends. It could be a self-esteem issue. It could be a myriad of different things.
You dissed.
Yeah, no, so anybody out there who agrees or disagrees, again, you know, what made this episode so hot last week is people called in and was giving their opinion. So we want to hear from you guys out there, too. So, you know, yeah, I just, you know, I think I don't believe that just because you a woman, you're naturally stronger in a relationship than a dude. I don't believe that. I do believe that there are certain codes in a relationship that society hands out, that when a guy does something, he's instantly the worst thing in the world. But if a woman does something, the guy's supposed to overlook it and forgive it. You know, we were talking about that last week. If a guy cheats on his girl, he's immature, he's unfaithful, he's this, he's that. But if a woman cheats on his guy, it's because he was neglectful, immature, this, that, and the other. We were saying before, a woman can always justify her position, no matter what it is in a relationship, and she'll always get backing on it.
Okay, I think the whole reason why we cheat is different too. I mean, most guys cheat because they don't have any real emotional connection with the person that they're cheating with. Most times, would you guys agree with that?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Okay, but it makes us as women feel a certain kind of way because, you know, we're trying, you know, most women, you know, the average relationship, I would say, you know, most women try their best to be faithful, but you guys have this instinctive thing, I think, where you guys have to, you know, pursue women constantly, you know, so.
Yeah, but that's not nothing that can't be controlled. And there's plenty of dudes who go into it
with the best of intentions,
just like a female.
But let's be real. If you found out a woman was cheating, you guys are less likely to forgive a woman than women are to forgive men who cheat. That's just the truth of the matter. You guys damn near foresee it as unforgivable.
Yeah, I don't.
I see what she's saying because for guys, I think she means it's more of a pride.
Somebody
thing
please
for guys.
Tell me I'm wrong.
It's more of a pride thing for guys. I get what she's
right.
saying. I do because oh, a guy's okay. pride, his ego, if that's it's so fragile. Our egos are so fragile that the slightest thing
yeah,
will kill it.
True.
So I think
true.
The reason she's saying that guys won't do it is because of our ego.
Because of the ego.
But
is that what you're saying?
That's more or less what I'm saying.
But
yeah.
okay. for the most
right.
part,
but,
dudes swallow a lot of their pride for their women anyway. Like they,
yep.
they tend to dudes put
okay.
up on the inside. They put up with a lot more stuff than we just don't show. See, women are more vocal with what's going on.
And
with
the,
they,
and
they,
I agree
the
with
situation.
That.
And
the guy
I
do, will just suck it up. Okay,
yep.
you guys internalize
yep.
it, but then if you guys don't express it, we don't know. And then that's
because
how
no,
a lot of
no.
That's how a lot of y'all get classified as they just men. Because, see, especially when you all characterize sex as
right.
one of those things, as, man, it was just some extra. Good. It was just some trim. It was just this. We put a little bit more emotion into our physical bond with men.
True. Right. But
you know
when you were talking about in a relationship, guys put up women, especially women today, and I'm using generalizations because we're not, you know, being specific
y'all
with
up
anything.
With it because of something
but
that you want out.
No, but there's women who are quicker to front you off in public in an argument than dudes do. They're quicker to go vocal. They are quicker to tear up somebody's personal property and get away with it. We'll talk smack and put the house. Tear chin up the car. Will get in the car with her girls and drive off. And don't get shot. Don't get beat up. Don't get nothing. Dude, just sitting there with tore up stuff.
I don't agree with that. I think
I'm
wrong.
Sure.
But a lot of times you guys put yourselves in that position because a lot of guys play word games, play mind games. And when you take a woman down a windy, twisty road, you expect her not to go crazy when she finds out she's been played or that you've been constantly lying or something happened.
Okay, women don't do that.
No, I'm not saying that women don't do that, but I'm just saying since we're kind of on that line, I'm just saying.
But no, I do get what you're saying. Okay. The reason I say that is because if a woman plays a guy's not going to come scratch her car, going to get
right.
out of the house. The guy's not.
That's true, and I'm not condoning that.
No, I'm just saying. See, the reason reason. I know you're not condoning.
Oh, okay.
It. Trust me. I believe. I know you don't. But the thing is, we're saying it like, okay, on one hand, it's basically technically the same thing. Women play men, men play women. But when the man gets played, he like, you got me. Okay, cool. Yep. I'm not saying all, but
right.
I'm saying for the most part, men are like, okay, whatever. There's many more. We'll get through it. A woman said, I can't believe you did this to me, and I'm going to get you back. And the way I'm going to get you back is I'm going to bust your windows. I'm going to scratch your car. I'm going to call all your girlfriends. I'm going to call your job. I'm going to do all these things.
Yeah.
So we got a caller coming in right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we do. We sure do. 706, you are on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
What's happening? It's your boy, Mr. Moby. It's going down. I'm back. What's happening?
Welcome back.
So what's going on? Got a comment?
Not much. Hold on. Let me turn my computer down. I got to turn my computer and everything. Hold on.
That's cool. That's cool.
Okay, now, what did I miss? What did I miss? Where am I late? What am I late? I just got here.
For real?
Yeah.
All I heard was men don't bust women car windows out of their car. That's what I heard. And we don't.
To finish it up, what I was finishing my statement with to Candace was, Candace has said that, you know, women, we as men put ourselves in a position because the women feel like once they're played, you know, because we play mind games, that, you know, we put ourselves in a position to make this happen. But then again, I mean, I was saying that women do the same thing to guys, and a guy is not going to go to the woman and, you know, call her job, bust her windows out, send the gay guy to jump out the cake, and get him to call
right.
me to get into a crash.
His job.
So, you know, this is all, you know, that's basically where we ended off at.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah, to answer that question, Candace, we don't play them games. First off, if a man calls you and says, hey, fuck you, I don't like you, you did me dirty, you did me wrong, excuse me, I'm sorry, as a man, he's a bitch. He's a punk. There's too many women out here for you to sit here and cry about this one woman. Secondly, if he goes to the extent of busting out your car windows, he deserves to get the police called on him. I'm just sorry. That's just what it is. That's how I feel about it. Ain't no man supposed to be busting out no woman's cars. Ain't busting out no tires. None of that. That's a woman's trait.
Let me ask you this. Okay, with that being said, now, do you think that most guys don't react that the way women do is because subliminally they know they probably triggers this behavior in some way?
Wait, say that one more time.
I'm asking, I said, do you think that it's possible for the reaction that a woman gives when she finds out that her guy has lied, played her, whatever the case may be, with her reaction, do you think it's somewhat justified and guys don't retaliate because subliminally they know they probably were the cause of her spazzing out?
No, there's no justification about that, yo. There's no
Well,
I'm going to say it like
I'm not saying that it's right. I'm not condoning the behavior. I want to make that
again, no, you're not condoning the behavior, even though I know you didn't bust a window out or two in your life. I know you have.
Oh, no, she hasn't.
Absolutely not. I'm a lady first.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to say it like this. There's no justification about that. Like, the girl that wrote the windows, bust your windows out of the car. There's a white girl that wrote a worse song, and she wrote a country song, but it's worse than bust your windows out your car. She wrote her name in your interior. She said she wrote her name in your interior of the car. When she bust the windows out, she put the gas tank, put stuff in the gas tank. She scratched his name and carved all the, you know the girl, the white girl I'm talking about. I can't remember the song, but she went in.
Yeah, we got you.
It's called Before He Cheats. I know.
Yeah, okay, now, like I said, listen, women, I'm going to say it like this to y'all. When a man leaves you, you catch a man in his shit, the worst way you can get back at a man
is two ways.
Either his car or his pockets. Those are the only two ways you can really hurt us. Is our car and our pockets.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, because you said something I want to get back to real quick. I want to ask you something, Moby. You said that if a guy cries Well, if a guy gets hurt and cries over a female dad, he's basically a ladyboy, a whitebeard, a hand clapper. But so you are telling me that you've never had your heart broken by someone, or you've never been devastated emotionally by some female?
I've been devastated, but I didn't cry about it. As soon as that happened, I got caught. I ain't gonna lie, I got caught. What the fuck? What am I supposed to be crying about? I got caught. It was what it was, and I deserved everything that happened.
Oh, okay. But you've never been wronged by a female, but you didn't.
Oh, like wronged, like, yeah, no, yeah, I caught my ex-girlfriend in the bed with another nigga. I've been there. But guess what I did? I left. I'm not going to lie. I did have a gun on me that night. I did. I'm not going to lie. I did pull the sheet up with the gun. She didn't know I was in the house. Like, She left her door unlocked. And then her neighbor didn't like her. So her neighbor grabbed me, like, when I pulled up, came to the house. She's like, yo, there's a nigga in the house. So my neighbor told me there's a nigga in the house. So I'm like, all right, let me find out. And then I opened the door, walk upstairs. These two niggas, they butt naked. Well, she got a shirt on. He got his drawers on. She's screaming at me, I ain't did nothing. We didn't do anything. Seriously? Are you serious? Are you really going to sit here and talk to me? And I got a gun in my hand. Like, don't play with me right now. You understand what I'm saying? But then my mama kicked in my head. A woman can do what she want to do regardless what you knowing or not knowing about it. Once that kicked in my head, I said, you know what? Yeah, you got it, Charlotte. I walked out the door.
Good. Now, saying that, what you just said, then if a woman got the right to make whatever decision she wants to make and do what she want to do, don't you have the right to do the same?
Yeah, we got the right to do the same, but we're not allowed.
Okay, well, there's your answer. That's a good answer.
I think it.
That's a good answer because
I think it all really depends on presentation and how you present yourself in the beginning.
Really?
And this is why I'm saying you let your personality traits be known in the beginning, because I think too many people get caught up in trying to impress the other person. You know what
on
I'm saying?
On both sides, right?
So, on both sides,
okay.
Yes, I mean this equally.
Okay.
You know? And so a lot of stuff we get into and don't see a person's true colors until later.
Okay.
After all the intentions have been met.
Okay, but that goes with it. It's not one relationship where a person don't meet their representative first. It's not one that ever kicks off where you actually seeing the person for who they are. That's one. Two, nobody's going to display their entire personality, their initial personality to you to begin with, because they know their flaws.
Well, what I'm saying is, as far as now, if you're looking for a relationship, Devon, let's say, there are certain things that you are willing to deal with and certain things that you're not going to deal with. Is that right? Is
True.
That fair to assume?
True.
Wouldn't you want to get that out the way in the beginning by just, even if it's just subtleties that you put out there, hey, yeah, I'm not really with, you know, a person doing this or doing that.
Right.
You're going to let them know that then, so you're not wasting time going forward, unless you have an ulterior motive that you want to take care of.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then you have the devil may care attitude.
Okay. Now, see, even with that.
You kind of lost me on that one.
I know what she's saying. But even if you say that, though, you got, okay, if my ulterior motive is to just get up with her or whatever, and her ulterior motive is honestly to get in my pockets, it's a perfect marriage. Because, and then now when I decide to take, it is because.
Yeah, because you decided to play a game.
Yeah, we're both playing
a game. This is the
game.
I'm going to get this score,
right,
and you're going to get that score.
It's a trade-off.
Yep.
I just want to know why people got to play, period.
But that's what people do.
That's what humans do. Everyone.
But see, that's why our families and our relationships are messed up as they are, because we constantly.
But see, hold on. If we got an agreement, it's like you approach that like it's a business deal.
Yeah.
Hey, if I'm giving you this, then you're going to get this. If it's a business deal, how many businesses say, okay, we parted ways and that's just it? It doesn't go into any other type of thing. This is a merger between my money and what you got. Now, once this merges, if I say, you know what, well, I'm kind of done with this business. I plan on venturing elsewhere. You can't get upset because this was the vent. Once I take
my
money.
Was that the understanding at the beginning?
But it wouldn't matter.
No one talks like that, though.
On some instances, if we've made this clear that, look, I'm not into this. You're not into this. All we doing is this because you want what I got and I want what you got. Now, if I decide to take my end of the deal and go elsewhere, you can't get upset because I have the right to do that at any given time I want to, just like you do. If you can say, you know what, I'm just not into, I don't want to do this no more, I want to move on. The guy can't come behind you and say, you know what, you need to still keep doing this because we had an agreement. As long as I'm giving you this and blah, 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 you get to keep doing that. If he decides to say, you know what, if she decides to say, you know what, I'm going. If the dude go bust the window out of her car, hold on real quick. If the dude goes and bust the windows out of his car, he's wrong. If the guy says, you know what, I'm done, I'm moving on. If she busts the windows out of his car, he shouldn't have played her. That's the difference.
Yeah.
If the dude is going to be wrong, whatever agreement he steps into, like you just said right there, like shouldn't have been understanding, the guy shouldn't lead them on and this, that, and the third. If the dude does do this, no matter how it ends for him, he's going to be wrong. The woman will always be the victim and become victorious because of it.
Yep. And a woman reserves the right to breach.
I hear what you're saying.
Brother,
I hear what you're saying.
Go ahead.
Can't say I wholeheartedly agree, but I do hear what you're saying. Go ahead, Ray.
And a woman reserves the right to breach an agreement anytime she feels like it. She'll look at you and say, okay, yeah, cool, let's do it like this. We got this understanding. But when she feels like, okay, we're not going to be buddies no more, I want you, she's going to change that agreement. Whether you want to go, whether you agree to it or not. When she say, okay, you know what, I don't want to deal with you no more, she's going to change that, whether you agree with it or not. When you go to try to...
What do you mean? I mean, as far as whether you agree with it or not.
Hold on 1 second. Thanks, Moby, for the call. Is he there?
Yeah, he's on hold.
We got him on hold. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Moby, we put you on hold.
Yeah, no, I'm talking. He's in the chat room. I'm telling him we're going to be going to break in like 2 minutes. So.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, yeah, appreciate the chat.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No,
go
he
ahead,
feel
y'all.
That. Yeah, no, I'm just saying that a woman reserves the right to change any agreement anytime she wants. The minute she don't want to be married no more, that's it. The minute she don't want to be in a relationship no more, that's it. The minute she wants the relationship to turn more serious, then it's time to have that talking. If you're not with it, then we got a problem. When a woman is ready to hey, we need to start living together or anything, if the minute you don't want to capitulate to what she wants, there's going to be a problem. But when you want something and she don't agree to it, then you got to, hey, no, well, I'm not ready to marry you yet. I'm not ready to move in with you yet.
Okay.
I'm not ready for all of that, and stop pressuring me.
And it's a lot. Let me ask this to Candace. She is a woman. Let me ask you, Candace. Is that true that when a guy says, a guy's for the most part, they don't say that they don't want to do this because they don't want to hurt you guys' feelings, because we know that by telling you no, you're automatically going to feel a certain way about us. Like if you're ready to move, ready to move in with the guy or whatever, or you want him to move in, not even you want to move in with him, you want him to move in with you, and he says, nah, you know, I just don't want to do that. A lot of times, I could be wrong, I'm never right all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of times, the women take that as, you know what, you've been doing this to me or whatever, as we've been spending all this time together. Should we at least should be living together, unless, or do you instantly go to he's doing something with somebody else anyway?
Oh, no, I don't instantly go to that.
Okay.
I don't instantly go to that. So you're basically making sure I'm understand what you're saying. If I wanted him to come move with me.
Yeah.
And he says, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Am I automatically assuming that it's because of somebody else?
Or is it because, or do you, well, that, and we'll get to that real quick. We got to take a break real quick. I'm going to get to that question to you, Candace, in 1 second. We'll be right back.
Okay.
On the other half, Truth Brothers Radio.
You know how we do. Rockefeller. Forever.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Catch me, take me through your town, putting it down. Y'all relating, no waiting, I'll make your black infrared hot. I'm like Satan. Y'all feel a nigga struggle, y'all think a nigga Luddle, hustle behind the wheel, trying to escape my trouble. Cause y'all been greeting me, I'm talking sweet and cheese, cursing the very God.
What's up, everybody? This is Devon from Truth Brothers Radio. Thank you guys for making the show the success it is today. Without you, there is no truth.
We are expanding our network daily, so be sure to catch up with all the latest Truth Brothers info, show topics, and questions at our Facebook page, Twitter, MySpace, iTunes, or by subscribing to our YouTube channel. There, you can also leave your comments and show ideas. Once again, thank you for supporting our truth. See you soon.
You got the
Radio, we're back, and I had we left the other half of this break, and I was asking Candace a question about guys, and I had asked her that if do she believes that when a guy, if you want a guy to come move in with you, and he decides to say, you know what, I'm good, I'll just, you know, hesitate on that, or I'll delay that on, is it, you know, is it true that, I'm not even going to say you, is it that most women believe that the guy is either doing something on the side, or it's something about, it can't be that he just don't want to do it. It has to be a hidden ultimatum.
It could be he's a grown ass man and he just don't want to do it. Okay. But that's just the way I look at it. I can't speak for all women on that. But the way I look at it is this. If he says no, it could be a number of reasons. Maybe he's not ready for that type of commitment yet. Maybe he just doesn't want to do it. I know some guys, their ego won't let them do it because they don't want to feel like they can get kicked out of that house at any given time. You know, it could be a myriad of things. So if that's something that he doesn't want to do, I mean, you can't force that, you know.
All righty then.
Yeah, I thought you were going in with
No, no, right.
Bruins just scored. My bad.
Ooh, not good.
What's up, Justice? Because he shouted us out. You know Justice Boston.
So. Yeah, I know.
All right.
Yeah, so, yeah, I don't, man, I think, I tried the snooping thing. I didn't like it. But when it comes to my kids, that would be another story.
True.
Kids, I don't believe, you have no rights in my house. You have no rights. You have only what I allow. You don't have any rights. When you want rights, get you a job, get you your place, live your life. But until then, it's my duty to teach you how to do all of that, and that means you got to follow the rules.
And yeah. I agree with that to an extent. I believe that you have to show some trust in your kid. So therefore, I believe that they're entitled to some privacy. They're not.
I believe you're entitled to what you earn. Right. If you show me that you're the type of kid that I can trust with a closed door.
Yeah,
that I can trust, because like that kid from the last story, she don't deserve. I'd have took the hinges off her
because
door.
The trust.
I'd have took the hinges
the
off
trust
her door.
Has been broken.
Right.
That's what I'm saying about. I don't believe in. I should kick it off by. I don't trust you at all. You have to until that seal is broken.
You know what it is. That trust is earned as a little kid. That trust is earned as you're watching that child grow. It ain't like instantly you got a teenager and we got to go right to trust you.
Right.
As an adolescent, you know as a little kid whether or not this kid is sneaky, a liar, untrustworthy, and once you see it transfer over into a teenager, well, you know if the kid was sneaking out of the house at 8. Doing stuff. If the kid was lying to you about where he's been at 8, then when he's 13 and that you ain't seen nothing any different, why am I going to just trust you? You going to go to the mall. Well, what are you going to the mall for? One, you ain't got no money. If I can't trust you, I can't trust to just say you're going to go to the mall, hang out with your friends. I can't trust that you can give in, that you ain't going to give in to the peer pressure.
Right.
True.
Right.
So I believe, no, you should treat a kid accordingly. And if you have shown that you cannot be trusted, no. Why should I do? I believe in giving you exactly what you hand out.
Right. Now, the reason I said what I was saying was because, like you said, it's earned. But, like, you can have a kid who we can, like, if there's, like, you were taking it to an extent as far as, like, they're lying about these. Like, I'm putting, like, kids are going to lie regardless. But it depends.
True.
It depends on the lie. If they're just like, okay, yeah, no, I didn't hit that kid.
Right.
I don't think that, you know, those type of lies, because as you get older, they'll tend to stray away from those little kiddie lies.
Right.
But
the point is, when it gets down to the get down, the lady down the street window got broken, and she said, you did it. Did you do it? Yeah, Dad, I did it. It was an accident. That's when you know what your kid is made of.
I mean, right. We,
that's what you, when he, no, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. And the lady says you did it. Or, hey, they all got busted shoplifting and your kid didn't get busted because he wasn't shoplifting. That type of thing. It's times where you know what your kid is made of.
True. I mean,
and that's when you,
giving,
not the little kid,
giving,
yeah, I didn't, you
no,
know.
I was, that's what I'm saying. I was giving you all of that.
Right.
What I'm saying is that I believe during that period that's when we was talking about the trust being born, and which to me would entitle you to some privacy. I don't just initially believe in coming out and, you know, just saying no privacy.
I think what you should do with kids, especially adolescents, young teenagers, is to let them know that you are susceptible to a search at any given time. Because, you know, based off what I agree with both of you actually equally. Mm-hmm. I mean, if this is my house, my domain, you could be doing anything. This internet is dangerous. Your kids could be doing something super serious, and before you know it, you got FBI or the NSA at your door talking about, we had this type of activity coming from your address and your computer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's needed in that regard. But on another plane, it's important for parents to explain to their kids why you're doing what you're doing, because they're still, especially teenagers, they're getting this weird in-between stage where they're not quite grown, but they're not little kids anymore.
Right.
And they want to challenge your authority and challenge the things that you tell them that's going to actually help and benefit them. But they always have to push the envelope.
True. That's,
you know,
what being a teenager is about.
But what they have to understand, and that's true, but what they have to understand is that if they're not careful with the things that they're doing, especially with all social media that's going on now, they can really mess up their lives.
Yep. This is a one-strike society.
Exactly right. And that's something that you just cannot afford to play with.
Absolutely.
So with that being said, I think it's important for parents to understand and know what their kid is doing. Not to invade their privacy, but you're actually being a force in their life to help protect them and guide them.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to be able to stop everything that happens. A little cursing on here and there. I don't really care about that. I care about the, you know what I'm saying, the heavy stuff.
Right.
That goes on.
Right. Like I say, you'll find out what your kid is. Of course, when kids are around each other, they're going to cuss.
Yes.
No problem. But when they see that adult over there,
exactly.
Do they, I'm sorry, ma'am, I didn't see you there. That's what you
apologize.
Know your kid
That's
is.
Right.
Right. That's what you know your kid is made of. When
Absolutely.
You see, they see an old woman walking down the street struggling with some bags, will they help?
Right.
Just because. That's what you know what your kid is made of.
Right, and I totally agree with that. I believe that you do have to watch and make sure. But as to me, I know what it's like to not be trusted, and that stings more than anything else, because the fact that you get a rep. Let's just say you get a rep of
mm-hmm.
stuff you did as a kid that doesn't carry over as you become a teen. As you become a teen, you start, you get more into knowing yourself, and you like, you know what, I'm not with that no more, I don't like that, and you start discovering yourself. And when you discover yourself, you like, nah, it's cool, I can do this, or it's cool, I can do that. But when somebody harpers on something that you do or that you did when you were younger, it kind of is like, yo, I'm not a kid anymore.
But
don't,
you have to make sure. You know, the thing of it is, I guess, is that they have to see that you made a concerted effort to change. Something that can't equate that to what you did
mm-hmm.
back in your past.
And then
you know
it depends
saying?
On what you did
so,
in your past.
And
yeah,
right, it
you,
really does depend.
You shot up a party.
No,
it's going to be hard to get that from off you.
Right.
I mean, I'm not talking, like, look, you've been to jail numerous times as a kid. If you What was Ice Cube and Boys in the Hood? Then yes,
right.
You know, no, I
right.
can't let you out with Ricky. You're getting Ricky shot. No, it's not happening.
Right.
What I'm saying is, if you, it's some people, the reason I say what I say is some people who are really strict on their kids. And if you're extremely strict on your kids, that you are taking small things.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
small and yeah. taking that to something big. Like, I can't trust you because you can't even, you know, wipe the windows down at a certain time. Your word isn't your bond. You're telling me you're going to do it, and it's not your bond. It's like, no, it's something minor like that.
I don't consider that minor.
No, it depends on.
I don't consider that minor.
I mean something minor.
I got you.
It depends on who you are. Like, okay, if you told me you did it, we discussed the situation. Not that you did it, but you telling me you're going to do it. You didn't do it. Your word can't be trusted or whatever the case may be. But I'm like,
I think especially for a young man, especially you want to teach, you want that boy to understand. When I tell you, hey, if you want to go out, you want to go out and go to the show with your boys, no problem. I get off at 3:00. By the time I get here at 3:00, I want X, Y, and Z done. If X, Y, and Z ain't done, your ass ain't going nowhere. Now, here's your. You want to show me you change? You want to show me you not the what you were before? Get X, Y, and Z done. Simple.
That's
how you get the trust.
That's called responsibility.
Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah.
That to me is different from going around and saying, you know what, I'm just gonna go in here and just read through a person's diary or whatever the case may be. Go ahead.
What are you? No. I'm not trying to cut you off. I'm just saying. What are you? It's what you're seeing in the kid that makes you want to go through the diary.
Yeah.
It's what you're seeing.
That. And I
twerking by the internet.
I get if
I'm going in
daughter,
that diary.
If I see, okay. What I'm saying is, I'm not comparing a twerking kid to a kid struggling to prove himself of being right. I'm not putting her and labeling her as this kid.
Right.
I'm saying the kid who's struggling to get the situation right, if you're on the fence about do I trust them or not, then for the most part, give them the latter. Say, you know what, I'm going to just go ahead and step back for a second and see. Don't just instantly, I'm on the fence about it, and boom, kick in and say, all right, we're reading this journal or diary or whatever the case may be. And then it could be something that he or she put in there that you don't necessarily agree with, but it's not hurting nobody. And because you read it, could change your opinion on the kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing bad. It's
right.
just the fact it's not your way of thinking.
Right.
So now your opinion has changed over something that, to me, why'd you read the kid's personal thing anyway?
Well, it really all depends. I mean, like one of you guys said, depends on what that child is displaying. You know, if you constantly ask, hey, what's going on with you? And you get a bunch of nothing, and you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, okay, something's telling you, okay, they're not communicating. Something's going on.
Go ahead.
You know, you can ask and you can beg and plead. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and I understand, you know, some kids don't feel very comfortable. But, you know, I think that's just one of those rite of passage. My father did it to me. Right. You know, I don't know about, you know.
No, yeah.
So, I mean, it's just a rite of passage. It was just something that was always told, hey, look, you don't, I'm privy to anything that goes on here. And I totally understand that. But, you know, in the same respect, you know, you should, like I said earlier, have a conversation. Hey, look, I'm telling you now, this is what it is. You know, you don't want to do that as a parent. Because I'm going to tell you what, parents don't get any joy out of snooping in their kids' shit. I had to say it the way I feel it. We don't get any pleasure out of that. But
I think they get the satisfaction of knowing when I think for me,
there
I believe
is
they
no
get the satisfaction,
satisfaction
of knowing of what, if the kid ain't telling you and you find out what it is they ain't telling you, it's the satisfaction of knowing, hey, I got what I needed to get anyway.
No.
I've talked to parents that have said that. Look, I just wanted to know, I found out why I'm good now. How many times have you heard that, though?
I haven't.
You haven't heard that?
No.
No.
I have.
Now, check this out. Just as an example, them fools that shot up Columbine had total privacy, keep out and all of that crap that was going on in their room. But the parents did not go in the room. And you found out the postings on the internet, the stuff they was writing in their diaries. I'd have been in that. Whoa, what the heck? Hey, this kid needs help.
That's true.
This kid needs help. So where you're saying it may, they should have a little bit of privacy. Them fools had too much rope and too much privacy.
But they were giving the signs that they should have been getting snooped on anyway, which I agree with you on. I said that. I agree with you already. I said that, yes, if they're giving the signs that they should not be trusted, go in there and handle your business. Yes. If I'm chilling back, mm-hmm. and my kid's upstairs in the room, and I'm hearing bumping and all this is going on, and I turn on the TV, and there's a good chance that my kid, he's on Channel 9, and a bank thing is cocking off, then of course I'm going to go up there.
Yeah,
I'm
but it's too late by then. If you're thinking that your kid is, but...
But I'm just...
I got saying, you. No, but I'm just saying, you. Hey, I'm liable to check an internet post. If you sitting there... If you sitting there got your trench coat on and you got something on your notebook say trench coat mafia, I'm asking you about it. What's up with this?
True.
Now, is it a kid thing or is it some?
A lot of kids.
Or at the same time, right? You on Facebook and you talking about what a player you are, talking about oh penis, how great I am. Not having it. I am not having it.
But what if that's just kid stuff?
You're right. And as kid stuff, you have to guide your kid.
True.
So cool. Yeah, it's kid stuff, dude. You got a girlfriend. What if her dad sees this?
Exactly.
That's called being a parent. So you
exactly.
have to do that.
Then you got the creepy. Then you got the creepy guy.
Right.
Well, true.
No
that's
doubt.
Showing up
now,
at your house.
Now, again. Now, here's the part about that situation that we was talking about during the terrible truth. That girl could have earned the pop's trust all during that time, and he's never had a reason to go in there until he – dude. You can't say, one, most dads are going to be overprotective of their daughters to kick it off with anyway.
So the fact that
he's even allowed – look, he could have said, look, when you get home, I don't want you going straight to the house because you'll be there by yourself. Go to your friend's house and stay there. Until I get there or whatever. That's even with or without the trust or snooping or whatever the case may be.
Okay.
That's just being overprotective of your daughter to kick it off with. But the fact that he could have said, you know what, I trust you to be at home by yourself. That to me, see, when I read this story, that spoke out to me more than anything.
The fact that
he trusts her to be at home by herself when he's not there.
When you got a teenager, there's certain trust that you just have to have because you can't watch the kid 24/7. What you just said about, hey, I want you to go over to your friend's house because I can't trust you to be here. Well, that's her friend.
You definitely don't know.
Because her friend will cover for her while she's at the dude's house. So, it's still just when you got a teenager, there's a certain amount of trust you have to have. And that's why you have to say, hey, I'm liable to check on you at any time because I have to trust you. I can't be over you 24/7.
I think kids need to understand that it's out of love that we do this. We're not doing it because it's a pleasure. You know, it's not a pleasure principle in it. It's because we feel the need to have to intercept before you do something that could be detrimental. Because kids don't really understand the severity of what they're doing. And before you find out, your kids could be talking about a myriad of different things over social media, and you don't know.
Right. 818-514-1202.
These schools go online and scroll through the pages, look at random students. You never know what's coming out.
True.
Before you know, you got DCFS at your door. You got all kind of stuff going on. You didn't know anything about. So, you know, those are the things that kind of speak out to me. I don't like doing it. I get no pleasure out of it. But if I'm going to be a responsible adult, and if I love my child and I care about her well-being, sometimes you got to do what you have to do. And that child would have to learn to earn my trust in order to, you know, basically emancipate herself from that type of, you know, that type of search.
We got to call her. Moby back on. I'm sorry, man. I was supposed to got back with you. We kind of shifted gears. So you back on, bro.
No, it's cool. That's what's up. Y'all be getting it in, man. I can't stop y'all. Y'all when y'all in y'all flow, you know what I'm saying? It's like a rap. Y'all when y'all in y'all flow, you can't stop. But I got a couple things to say. Okay, first, we're going to sit with the kids. The kids, look, my mom, this Father's Day was the craziest Father's Day of my life. Because my homeboy calls me Father's Day morning, like, yo, put this picture up of Alexis on your Facebook. I'm like, all right, but I didn't hear it right. I didn't hear him say this right. He's Antiguan, so his voice kind of was different when he said it. I'm like, what? He said, man, Lexi's missing. I'm like, what? Wait, she's missing? I'm like, yeah, she ran away since Friday night. So basically, we're spending my homeboy and my other homeboy, we're spending our whole Father's Day around Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, looking for this man's daughter.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that.
On Father's Day. Now we started at like 10 that morning and got done around 5. We found her. She came. She was running around the neighborhood, going to friend house. Now we get to her. We ask her, why did you leave? Why did you do this? Like, why? What, for what reason did you do this? The reason she told us was because I was bored. Now, when you do something when you're bored, kids do things when they're bored. I've done some crazy things when I was bored. But running away from home was the last thought on my head, the house I grew up in. I don't know what type of household y'all grew up in, but running away from home was the last thing ever on my mind. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, for a kid to do that, it's mind-boggling, but he kept saying to me, bro, I'm going to beat her ass. Then he kept saying, no, I can't do it. He said, dog, if I get too mad right now, I'm going to black out on her. I'm going to black out on her. I'm a man. I can't. She's 14, mind you. She's 14. So him putting his hands on his daughter, 14-year-old daughter, it's not a good look, even though that's still his kid. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Yep, we've gotten to that. We've talked about that before.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, if like I said, y'all were saying, like, kids become who they are by how their parents treat them. Okay, my mom was a saved gospel Christian woman. When I say she's a gospel singer, she got 2, 3, 4 CDs out right now. She ministers around the United States. You know what I'm saying? And her son's a stripper. Reason for that is because she sheltered me. Like, when you see my mama, you see me. When you see me, you see my mama. You understand what I'm saying? So,
right.
I was 12, 11, 11, 12, I was sneaking things. My mom didn't know I was having sex until I was 19, even though I was doing it way, way, way longer than that. She didn't find out about this. I kept this secret from her for the longest. You understand what I'm saying? And
right.
As kids, like he was saying, you give your kids privacy. Okay, I'm going to say that to a certain extent, like y'all said. It's a certain extent to give your kid privacy. It is. Because me personally, I got 2 boys. There ain't no goddamn privacy in my house. I wish you mother freaking might try me with some privacy. No, you don't have privacy. You don't have a life. What do you have to do that's private?
Yeah.
My point is that. What do you got to do? Nothing. Your life is school, TV, eating, shitting, sleeping. School, TV, eating, shitting, sleeping. That's all you do. Okay, a little play, maybe a little play 60 in the middle of there somewhere. Okay, but other than that, I got here. Okay, so there's no privacy in my household with my kid. But like he said, you do got to give your kids some privacy, especially girls, because. Yeah. If you don't give a girl her privacy, she's going to be that wild flower. Like, she's going to be a loaded flower bomb off top. You know what I'm saying? It's just not going to be a good thing. You got to give a girl her privacy because at the end of the day, she's a woman. She's going to grow into a woman. And women are very private people. Like,
well,
you ever watch The Simpsons?
There's still also a fine line to walk with that.
Yeah,
because
I was going to say, you got to put an asterisk behind that one. You definitely have to.
I'm going to say it like this. That's like you said on The Simpsons. Remember what Mara said to Lisa in the Simpsons movie? You're a woman. You can hold it for 20 years. That's just what it is. Y'all are women. You women, y'all can hold the worst shit that's ever happened to your life for 20, 30, 40 years. Nobody will ever fucking know about it until y'all find somebody y'all can talk to about it. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's like, I'm going to say, like, you got to give a girl a privacy because if you don't, she's not going to give you what you need her to get. She's not going to be the type of girl she want her to be. I'm sorry, but you want her to be this woman that's this
give search kids too much privacy and look the other way too much, they will also run over you. So it's a fine line.
I'm not saying look the other way. Hell no. Don't look the other way. I said give them privacy to the fact of when it comes to boys. When it comes to like girls at the school or things she may be going through emotionally. Now, when it comes to boys, as a man, you got to be hands-on, point blank.
True.
25 right there on the table. You got to be point blank. I'm sorry, hey, I'm sorry, ladies, but that's just what it is. We don't play because we know us. We know our species. We know how our species get down. And we know at the age of tender age of 15, 16, we knew what our species was doing around that time.
Exactly.
So, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to boys, you can't play no games with them. But when it comes to everything else that, like, girls like to keep to themselves, you got to let her keep it to themselves. But don't turn a blind eye to it. You got to still say, all right, baby, well, look, I'll look. You still got to let her know at the end of the day, baby, I'm there. You can still talk to dad. I know it may be hard. I know it may be different. I know it may be weird. But you can still come talk to your dad. Point blank period.
And I hear you on that, you know, but I'm going to interject because I'm a mother of a teenage young lady. And one thing I'm going to say with that is that you do have to be especially careful with your daughters. You do. And, I mean, you can do as much talking in the world as you want to and encouraging, hey, I'm here, you can talk to me. You don't talk to me, talk to somebody. But it is that bone-chilling fear of just letting someone know, you know, hey, I'm doing this, or I've done this, and I get that too, you know. But you have to be more of a crafty kind of parent with a teenage girl. You know what I mean? So sometimes you may have to push that envelope because we know how. I remember being my daughter's age, 15, and I would get approached by grown men, you know, just because of how I look. But, you know, a lot of times my dad didn't know that, you know, but I had to have enough sense to say, he's an adult, no. But, see, they got the social media now, you know, where things can be totally hidden, you know, you get overshadowed with it, and it's very dangerous playing field. So, I mean, with that being said, you know, I think you have to still give the girls their privacy, like you said, to a certain extent. But certain things, especially when a girl's 15, 16, she's already kind of boy crazy. So you've got to really, you know, be on top of that.
Right. And there's a thin line. Like I said, there's compromises. There's stuff that any kid needs to earn. You want to be able to do your homework, and you want your little boyfriend in your room to do the homework with it. Cool. Show me you're responsible, and then he can go up there with the door open.
Yes.
There's your compromise. He can be up there. Door got to be open. Because we're not playing that. But if you show me that you're a responsible young lady and you show me that you've got some self-esteem about yourself and you got a nice boy and we approve of the boy and y'all sitting here in the kitchen doing homework by yourself, nobody's here, I come home from work and y'all sitting there doing your homework, I'm good.
I agree with that.
I'm good, but if every time I come home, you sitting there on the couch like you looking at TV and the boy is in the bathroom like he's just not coming out of the bathroom every time I come home, no, we going to have a problem.
Yep.
All right. Okay. I need to ask this question, switch hands. Candace, what's up? You ready? I need to ask you this question. I got a question for you. Every time I get on, I got a question. Why does your species not stick to y'all guns?
As far as?
Now, y'all was talking about when a man at the beginning, when y'all start messing with a dude, and he tell you what it is from the jump, what he's looking for, what he ain't looking for, and this and that. Now, as a woman, you have that right to make that decision right then and there if you're going to deal with this dude. So let's just say hypothetically, because I'm sitting next to somebody right now with this situation. That's why I'm asking y'all. So we're getting third opinion. I'm getting third, fourth, and fifth opinion right now for this. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to ask you this question. Now, I tell you off top. Actually, we both have a conversation. Okay, you just got out of bullshit. I've been in bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to deal with bullshit. I'm trying to stay focused on what I'm doing right now in my life. This is my career, my kids. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get better with that. Now, you're trying to stick to your career, you know what I'm saying, and your guns, and you're not messing with nobody. You say this to me. I don't want no man at all. You know what I'm saying? What I'm looking for is just somebody that I can be happy with. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want a man, just somebody I can be happy with, right? Now, how does this change months later, well, a few months later, that you got to understand that my feelings changed and I want more now?
It can happen. It can happen.
Why? How? Well, for what reason? Why do y'all do this?
You ready?
Yes.
You feel me, Moby? Okay. Because after you've been with somebody for a while, if you guys are constantly hanging out with each other, talking to each other, it's almost inevitable that feelings are going to grow. You know, now hers may have grown at a faster pace than yours. You know, you may have been comfortable with a particular arrangement, but she might want more. And that is the Achilles heel to the whole, you know, relation thing, because sometimes it is going to be off kilter. It is going to be off balance a little bit, because some may develop feelings more so for the other faster. So, I mean, I just think that's just one of those things that's just inevitable part of human nature. So,
okay.
I mean, but that can happen with anybody. That's like when you meet somebody, you fall in love, you might get married. It's just that natural progression. Now, I'm not saying you should rush anything, but you ask why it happened, that's what I think.
All right, as we're going overtime, we're going into overtime for Moby, because he family, see.
Hey, I get the people what they want. Question answer, I help.
I mean, real quick, I could have, man, that was, that, the answer. See, the thing is, when he said why, I had the answer to my brain, that one, when he said it, like, yeah, your feelings, that feelings are going to change. Now, the question I thought he was going to ask afterwards was, well, why do you feel upset when the other guy says, I'm good? Like, that's what I thought he meant when he said that.
And we really don't have to be upset with that either. We really don't.
Right. Cause
we really don't.
I know most guys would be like, hey, you know what? Your feelings change. I understand that. But for the most part, I'm comfortable where we at. We just doing our thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it should stay there. And then
okay,
some,
this is where I have the problem at. Now, that's what I said. Now, the next thing that happened is she changed her ways and started acting like, yeah, we just friends. You know what I'm saying? We friends. That's what we are. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just giving you what you want. And she just keeps throwing it. I'm giving you what you want. We friends. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, hey, we cool. Like, don't talk to me like that. Stop talking to me like that. You ain't been talking to me like that. For what reason are you talking to me like that?
Because
you
reminding you that you guys are just friends.
No, she's throwing it. She's throwing it, rubbing it back in.
That's
his answer, because
sarcastically,
right? Because you're not going along with it, but you're gonna have to. But because you're not ready to evolve with her, you're gonna have to take that too.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to say, okay, yeah, we're friends. Okay, it's 6 o'clock now.
Got that working morning. Right. And then she can't be.
Moby dance lessons ain't going to dance themselves.
And that's another thing. You know, I think, well, without even delving into that, I get you on the chat room with that one. But, you know, I think that it's just one of those, hey, if she accepts you, you know, for who you are, what you do, then, hey, you may, look, not being funny, but you don't sound like no spring chicken now.
You talking about me or?
Hey, you. We all now. Look, I didn't talk to you more than 3 times. I can say what one.
Yeah. Hey, me or her? Which one? Because she's sitting right here. She listens to this whole conversation. She's smiling. She's sitting like, they right.
Chicken.
I'm talking about you.
She said Captain Ahab has been chasing you for a while now.
It's not like you're a calf whale.
Right, you're not a calf whale no more. You're a full-grown whale, and you know how to pee.
You're riding in Nemo. That's
yeah, right. You're that whale, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
How old are you?
Yeah, that's that's what she's telling you. You got a phone and you big enough.
But no, because at the same time, it's hard to be around somebody for months, day in and day out, and you sitting there doing things as a couple, and you doing things for him as if he's your man and everything else. And then as time goes on, of course, things which is course. You don't have that intentions, but it just happens.
It happens. It does.
And you see the Mrs. Well Trainer. Right. How you doing?
Yeah, he said that she was there, and I ain't mad
at her. Miss Ahab, how you doing? Look.
Ahab, what's how you doing? Are you Ahab?
How you doing?
Ahab, look. How you doing?
Now, see, the thing is, yes, the emotions does change. But if the whale does not want to be caught, and y'all had an agreement of the chase only, it's a catch and release thing.
Right.
If my man
Willie is free, and Willie don't want to be caught right
now. Hold on, but see, now I'm about to put all y'all on blast now.
Oh, here we
because
go.
Because chances are, you got an idea. You can feel it in the air when the change is coming. Can't you?
True.
Y'all can feel that change.
But
we're
not going to bring it up because
right.
we got
but you feel it in the air. You know
so
it's going to come.
So what do you want him to do? When he says, uh-oh.
Y'all answer. That's
right.
Y'all
answer. Because we can feel a change. We don't. But if we feel a change, but nothing has changed,
right.
why would we bring it up?
It's right. Because what if
like,
he's wrong? What if his feeling's wrong?
If the feeling has changed and he's comfortable with where we at and he don't want to come to you like, hey, are you feeling a certain way? I'm not.
But what about you?
You?
Right.
That
right.
doesn't make any sense. If you feel certain way and you want to change the situation, it's on you to bring it to us. But if we say, you know what,
yeah.
I'm comfortable with the way things are, it's on you, Mrs. Ahab, to say, hey, we need to talk about this. But if Kobe says, nah, I kind of like swimming in this ocean that we agree
exactly.
to, you can't get mad for the free world.
Right. And just because you don't feel that way right now, why don't you go? You've been chasing Ahab. You've been chasing Moby all these years. Relax a little bit. You put it out there. Relax a little bit. Pull your line out a little bit more. Give him a little bit more line. Maybe you'll tire him out after a while.
Fish
but you ain't tiring him out right now.
Fish
right.
do not. If you notice, when you're fishing, it's real quiet and serene. Nobody goes into the ocean and say, "Hey, fish," and get real loud.
Right.
You gotta be cool with it, especially with dudes. Dudes do not. Like the loud, I'm hunting them down. They're over your shoulder. All no, dude. Like we like the laid back women to an extent. Not now, of course. In other areas, you like the aggressive. But you want that woman who's real chill on her own. Like
yep.
yeah, you know what? I'm gonna do my thing. All right, cool. Because if you do that, trust me, the guy will come after you.
Yeah,
he's
and,
not
that's
gonna.
And matter of fact,
that is true.
You're sitting there next to him. No one.
She's
no.
Bad.
No one else.
I love y'all. I swear to God, I love y'all. I swear to God, I love y'all. I swear to God.
Right now, you got pole position.
Listen to the Truth Brothers.
Listen to the Truth Brothers with Mo. Right. You not seeing him at the club, and you not running down the parking lot talking about come back with my whale. You're not doing that. You got him right now. Just be cool.
You got him at the crib, clothes on. So,
yep.
like, I mean, boy,
yep.
how many times you could have been? Now, he could have charged you. He could have charged
you. I'm not. That's enough.
No, seriously. Because I'm sure she knows what Moby does.
Never.
He's not. Okay, now
she ain't paying for it.
No,
what?
But
and it's a.
What?
And she's not paying for
right.
a reason. Because
right.
some, most people, you pay for Moby time.
Right, and usually he go, you know, I charge $150 for this.
But
I like your face.
I like your face, and I like your swagger. You're a good kid. Let's hang out. You're hanging out with the guy for free.
For free, right now, eating his cheesy poops and drinking his soda.
No! That was low. But anyway, I got you. But at the end of the day, you're hanging out with Moby for free. How can you not appreciate the fact that you're just there right now?
Right.
But you want to, hold on. She wants to jeopardize it all by no Moby, give me more. What more do you, let me ask Mrs. Ahab, I'm sorry. Hold on. What else do you want from him?
What do you mean? No, what I'm saying is.
No, answer the question.
What else? No. Cause,
what do I want from you?
Oh, well, let's do it. Hey, what else do you want from you? Say you want more. I'm guessing. What else do you want from that man that he's not doing? Notice how quiet it gets at the time. I had to get because you always women say I want
no,
I want.
What,
but
what I'm saying is, yeah. that we're doing things and cohabitating like a couple.
But that's what
and everything else is different, and it's easier if he got his own spot, you got your own spot, and y'all just come together. Hey, you go out and hang out, whatever. But when you are together, you know, all the, when you're together in up under one roof, things change.
True, yeah. true. So y'all living together.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, I stay here. Yes, I stay with her. Yeah.
How long y'all been living together?
What? No.
This end of March.
Oh, come on, baby. You just got
in there. You just got to level 2.10.
And you want
to... You just played your little joker, and now you want to just everybody to turn their deck in.
Oh,
just played your little joker, and now... I got you.
It's June. You living here now. We need a title. Yeah. Let me ask this. When he got there, did y'all have the talk?
Yes.
Okay, now, when y'all had the talk, what was the talk about? You know what? We still going to keep it cool? Was it like that?
Yes, that's what I told you. That's what I said. That's what the conversation we had. The whole conversation you just said that we were supposed to have, we had.
Yes, we did.
And then we just had the same conversation. Yesterday, we had a conversation where it went to, okay, look, if this is what you want, I told her straight away, look, you need to tell me what you're going to do. Point blank. There's no gray with me. It's a black and a white. You understand what I'm saying? You need to tell me what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. Women make these decisions. I don't. Point blank, period. So, and at the end of the day, let me know what's up.
Okay, the fact of the matter is we end up being more compatible than I thought we would be.
In your eyes.
And now you're like, okay, since we're this compatible, you got up the next morning, you made them extra special pancakes and said, all right, ring me.
Not ring,
but just like, okay, you need to, basically, it's time to settle down with me.
You can't, baby, you can't give him that ultimatum because you're gonna scare him away. If he's giving you that time,
right,
you cannot force him to say, you know what, we're too compatible to not be together. That's in your eyes. He never said that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
he never said that.
And it's only been a month. I mean, the new television season hasn't even started yet. You
right.
don't even know what
you
shows you like yet.
We taking a break after the next show. You ain't even got to the second part of when the True Brothers return, and you expected to be married by then.
Yeah.
To Moby.
Oh, shit.
Boo on you, sir.
You can't do that, baby. I'm sorry. You can't. It doesn't work that way. You have to baby step this thing. You can't.
I have to agree with Devon on this one, love.
You can't make that decision, and because you made it, it has to become fact. That's not real. And if you want to get in a relationship, it has to. Wouldn't you want one with that he wants it just as much as you do?
Yep.
Matter of fact, why ain't you giving him a good year of showing how great it is to have you in his house, and then in a year he'll probably say, you know what, this is great. I think I'm gonna just
you
go
know
ahead.
What it is to be real. You want the real answer?
Yeah.
Y'all want the real answer on why she want to do that? Because Moby went Moby. That's just be 100. Let's be 100. Moby went Moby. She's like, that ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
I need that on a consistent basis.
With the night she moved in, he pulled that number 7 with a twist
with
out.
A twist.
Yep.
And said,
yep.
All right, now this is, and she's like, I never knew. She went full Halle Berry and Monster Ball.
Right, right.
And now she went that on a consistent basis.
This is your fault, Moby. This is your fault.
Let's be real.
Yeah, you went full Moby.
You went Billy Bob Thornton in Monster Ball. You made her feel good, and life is what it is now. And she, because I bet she was real cool about, we could be, to be cool until you said, nah, you were just getting you living over there.
Yeah.
Now once you get to you staying here, now you get that number 7.
The full Moby treatment.
You get the full Moby treatment.
Yeah.
And next thing you know.
And next thing you know, she was having those fantasies like Precious was having.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is great.
Hold
this
on.
Is.
It's not
I
like
got,
he's my boy. Treatment well.
Yes, that's fine. I love the treatment. The treatment is awesome. It's great. But what the answer you is...
That's what it is. The treatment's great, but there's no title behind.
Like,
questions. At the end of the day, like I said, my last time I was in a relationship, it was dancing. You met me dancing. You met me at a show. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know you was at the show. I didn't even know you was there. You was with your daughter, was you not? I didn't even know you was there. Then when I finally met you, matter of fact, because this is how it happened. My homeboy talked to her daughter at a show, because he's a dancer too. Talked to her daughter at a show. She needed help with doing something at the house, her house. So we came up here. All of a sudden, mind you, I'm talking to her friend, her daughter's friend. Like, we and her daughter's friend did nothing, but we just talking, conversating. All of a sudden, I meet her daughter's mama. I'm like, oh, shit. Hey, how you doing? Hey, can you show me the rest of the tour? Like, I was, you know, I wanted to, you know what I'm saying? And yes, she's an older woman. She's in her 40s. So this is what really bothered me about this whole situation. How are you in, you are seasoned, I'm going to say it like that, seasoned, and you are on this number right now. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't get it.
You in trouble, bro.
You have missed your match, bro.
Yeah, you are in deep trouble.
She's older than you, Moby.
Yes, I'm 28. She's what? 43.
Woo!
You're done.
You're caught, so just stop swimming. You, Moby Dick is big, but you just ran into
You could have left that one alone.
He meant someone that's more powerful than him. That's all I was saying.
Don't finish the last one.
She has to think about this. Ain't no more powerful than nothing, because at the end of the day, I'm sticking to my guns about this. And I said that I am not getting another relationship until I am all the way right. You understand what I'm saying? Well, my life is all the way to the point where that's it. You understand what I'm saying? I'm cool.
Could be years from now.
Well, at the end of the day, what the hell?
Like that first anyway, though. They want to make sure. See, women think with their hearts more than their heads. Women are more like, you know what? It don't matter. Love will carry us through all problems. Guys are like, no, I have to be set before I bring anybody into my kingdom.
Yeah.
That's just their mindset.
Yeah, but
and if this 28-year-old man is like, you know what? I just want to get my stuff together. I've seen things before. I want to make sure my foundation's straight before I'm able to bring some. Because as a man, I'm assuming, my bad, bro. I mean,
as a
man, I'm assuming that he wants to be able to provide for you the way he thinks you're due. So he wants to make sure his things are set. And considering that you're older, he's like, you know what? She's accustomed to a certain lifestyle. I want to be able to provide her with the lifestyle she's through. But at the same time, bro, she's going to think, I don't want to step on nobody's toes, but her clock's ticking. And she wants to be able to settle some dude down. He wants to.
Don't sit back in the chair and get upset because he just told you the truth. She got halfway upset for that. She looked back like, my clock is ticking. Yes, your clock is ticking. What the fuck? It's the truth.
Nah.
Oh, it ain't ticking? Oh, so if it ain't ticking, then why am I going through this?
You know what? I mean, we're not in your household. We're not sure how things are going. But it just seems a little mismatched anyway. Only because your focus, Moby, is somewhere else other than her. You know what I mean?
No, but they don't match. I mean, they've just moved in together, so he's taking that step.
I mean, as far as the point of view, as far as, you know, where they're trying to be. Like, for instance, can you say where you want to be 5 years from now, Moby?
Can I say where I want to be 5 years from now? Yes, I can say that.
Right. And if she can say the same thing, and if your trajectories line up, then that's great. But, you know, it's really having that clear understanding, you know. But,
At the end of the day, I'm still an entertainer. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still.
And I have to say, you might want to hold on to that woman, because I'm going to tell you what. I don't know too many that would be willing to go down that road, given your profession. I mean, I'm not knocking it. You know, it is what it is. You do what you do.
Is she comfortable with it?
And obviously you're doing it well, but, you know, I mean.
She met me at it. She met me at a show. She met me at one of my shows I threw in Pittsburgh. I had a big show out here in Pittsburgh. It was actually my birthday show I threw. My birthday show I had. And she met me there. I didn't even know she was truthful. She didn't meet me there. Excuse me. She met me.
week and a half later after the show because I didn't even know she was at the show. I didn't even know she was there. You know what I'm saying?
And when I met him at the house, I did not know this was Moby.
She didn't know I was Moby until they told her I was Moby.
Now let me ask you this.
She saw the candle from the birthday show.
After she found out that, you know, let me ask her rather. When you found out what his profession was, were you were cool with it? Like you were like, I mean, you know, which it's no big thing. But were you cool with it? You like, yeah, that's fine.
I accept him for what he does. I'm fine with it. I mean, I'm not going to try to change him if that's what he was doing before I met him. Who am I to try to change that? I mean, I accept. Just like I want him to accept me for who I am.
And I do, but you're not now you're trying to change for what I stand for right now.
And
you're not liking it.
Think about you. I love that. That was
Just give it time.
Yeah, just
give it time.
You know, my problem is that I have a humongous heart. I care for people in general, and when I like to take care of people. I like to help people and everything else. And sometimes that causes an issue.
You know, we have to get out of that nurture over nurture sometimes. I think maybe, you know, fall back a little bit, you know, get some more space. And when he's ready to catch up to where you're at, you need to bounce yourself out.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have a tendency to over nurture. We got to get out of that.
There you go, man. We're going to wrap this episode up. And we went into overtime just for Moby. So that lets you know how we feel about this, bro.
Love
and girl. So,
thank you.
We usually don't do this, but our family. So y'all tune in next week, too. And we're going to definitely get into another episode.
There you go. Yep. And we're going to leave you guys like this. If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, please let me teach y'all.
Black Hawk.